Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jaron just really excited me in there. Jaron and Paul Hartman have got a very special surprise guest in the last hour today. And they've got another big surprise guest coming up in a few weeks that my wife lined up. And I'll just tell you, a few months out, we have a massive guest, huge story coming up. But I will just leave it at that. Oh, man, I am so wound up. The news is just so monumentally important, so incredibly important what's happening. And we do a decent job at covering the news and going over these topics, but I'm not doing a good enough job really expressing to you how genuinely convinced I am and frankly assured of the fact that we are going into the most revolutionary period of change this country and this world has ever seen on every front. A revolution of liberty. A revolution of tyranny. A revolution in dehumanization. A revolution in human empowerment. Everything is in flux. Everything is mutating and changing for good and bad. Now is the great quickening, the great change. We are now just beginning the great slide or great rise, depending on how you look at it. We are now entering the vortex. And it is so exciting, I can hardly catch my breath sometimes. But it's not even an anxiety. It is more just of a, have you ever been driving down the highway or driving through the mountains or driving through the desert and you see a sunset or you see a cloud formation or the moon or just a vista or something that takes your breath away, that makes you kind of take a deep breath in, that touches your soul? Have you ever seen a woman so beautiful? But it's not her physical look. I mean, that normally accompanies it. But her eyes, the sparkle, the window into the soul, the grace that makes your heart beat fast for a second. Just the love of the beauty and the intellect and the soul. Admiring God's handiwork. Admiring the biomechanical machine. I just feel like I should have 10 minutes of silence just to, I mean, words can't even begin to express it all. I talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. We are descending into tyranny right now, and there is no doubt they are going to launch something big, bad, and ugly with this whole flu, and very soon we're now entering into the hype. They're now beginning to beat the drum. They're now trying to create the fear. They're getting ready to roll out the vaccine. In fact, guys, I gave you that email again, the banking email, the internal email that you printed off for me yesterday, and I gave it to you and said, give it to Kurt and Paul. I didn't see a story or blurb on it. I can at least hold it up on television. I'll get into that later. We'll go over it. We'll cover that. There's no doubt they're making their move. But we're making our move, and the collision between the two forces is going on every day. But we'll break down all the big news and important information and guests that are coming up on this transmission, and we're going to have wide open phones, 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it's Friday. Got a big surprise guest coming up in the last hour today. You'll definitely want to join us for that. Bob Chapman, with his weekly visit, pops in. In the next hour. And what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to read the headlines from the last 3 days, most of which I didn't get to. I'll at least read the headlines. Then I'm going to take calls to the bottom of the hour and then get into more depth on what's happening in the economy, the police state, socialized health care. I mean, I've read the bill. It's the total takeover of all health care. It's not even socialized. It's the hijacking of it, just like with banking. No oversight, no liability. For the government, just it's total tyranny, every sector of the economy and life. And I have a CD-ROM copy of it, and we have physically printed out from universities the entire book. You can find Eco-Science, written by John P. Holdren, White House Science Czar, for free. But the free versions at universities, you have to print one page at a time. Try printing out over 1,000 pages, almost 1,100 by hand. We did that, and we ordered 5-6 copies from different places. It was sold out everywhere. Like, they take your order and then later tell you it was sold out. But Tim Frugier here in the office heard me lamenting last week I couldn't get it. He bought it from a rare book dealer in England, and guess what? The actual textbook came in yesterday. I have it in my hands. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the complete and total blueprint for the world we live in and under today. And there are many battle plans. There are many white papers. There are many sub plans. And there are many master plans. But this is an overall technical manual written in 76, clearly adopted from all of my deep research of eugenics and the architecture of the New World Order, the architecture of the planetary system, the planetary regime. I've now read, oh, let's not exaggerate, I've scanned through probably 600 pages of it online, probably actually read 300, because each page I slowly read night after night, day after day, till it distracts from trying to finish the film, distracts from the book I'm writing, distracts from office managing and everything else I've got to do. I mean, I'm here really making excuses. I probably should have dropped everything and just even dropped making this Obama film and just started making a film on this. But I also have to continue task. A lot of people, you know, jump from issue to issue. It is good that I always finish task I start. But I will tell you that, you know, my wife wants me to take the kids out to a state park or something Saturday. And there's nothing I enjoy more. And I just told her I can't do it. I've got to read Ecoscience. That way they can be running around playing in front of me and I can talk to them and stuff, but I can be peering over it, making notes. People say, well, you ought to just spend time with your family. My family has no future, and your family has no future if we don't stop this. What is it people don't understand? We have hundreds of government textbooks and official UN law and official United States government policy, State Department Memorandum 200 and others, Royal Commission on Population, official British Empire policy. We have all these. And we have the Club of Rome documents and the books written by Prince Philip and Ted Turner and the Bill and Melinda Gates minutes. And I mean, we have it all. But when you know they're poisoning the water and food, and they admit they are. I mean, I had Rolling Stone, New York Times, I don't know, I mean, there was a huge bio of all these scores of major newspapers, magazines, CNN producers, correspondents, you know, two filmmakers on yesterday that made Anthrax War. And there they were saying, yes, our film, race-specific bioweapons, plan to be put in the vaccines to sterilize everyone. I mean, it just, everybody's waking up to this. Doesn't matter what issue I cover, it's there. I'm actually digging around for their bio so I don't misquote all the places they wrote for and worked with. The point is that this is real, Jack, and we've got these people in full control right now getting ready to try to forcibly inject 195 million Americans. They admit they have the shots for that many people and are getting ready to force it. And in 1 week, it's 1-4 shot. The next month, it's 3-4 shots. Now it's 4 flu shots you got to take. And all the hundreds of pieces of data I put into the analysis, I'm telling you, there's soft kill in there, guaranteed. Bare minimum sterilization. I mean, they're giving people Gardasil, killing people dead in a hammer, deader than a hammer all around. I mean, this is insane. Here are their bios. Bob Cohen, filmmaker, journalist, correspondent, producer with CNN International, received top awards. I'm going to go over all those. The other fella, written for Rolling Stone, Mother Jones, Harper's, on and on and on, Top TV, Frontline, award-winning films for PBS on BCCI. And what are they making films on? Race-specific bioweapons in the vaccines, interviewing top bioweapons scientists saying, yeah, we're engineering that. And Dick Cheney writes public white papers, Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 20th, 2000, published, calling for it. I mean, you know, I'm sorry, folks. Nothing else matters once you realize that Ecoscience was adopted. Because Ecoscience drew from all their other research papers and documents and plans, and there are, what is it, over 100 pages, bibliography in the back, and it sources many other eugenics manuals that Aaron Dykes probably ordered 25, 30 of. There's three giant stacks of films and books in there, all written by these people. You just randomly open the page, and it's how to sterilize the women, how to drug the water, how to chemtrail us. I mean, it's just absolute confession, signed, sealed, and delivered. And we have to change the subject off of the Cambridge Gate black professor diversion and that stupid photo op with the beer and the table yesterday. And, I mean, you know, something, you know, well, what can the idiot morons in America understand? How can we defuse this situation? We want to have racial division and infighting, but not connected to the president. He wants to act like he's above it. Have him sit around a table with a beer and then not release any of what was said. And let the camera sit back at 100 yards. Give that to the slaves. The stupid slaves can understand sitting around a table drinking beer. And don't have the two black guys on one side, the two white guys on the other. Juxtapose them, you know, triangulate them. I mean, just all, and then have a white guy serving them, the image of the white butler. I mean, a psych warfare person wrote that up. Everything's written up by these bastards. They talk about it in eco-science. I just randomly opened this up, and it was how to sterilize the women. Quick procedures to grab them off the street and do it to them like they do in the third world. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I'm to the point where I think if I went off the air for a few months and just had a notice on the website saying eco-science, read it, that would probably create a big enough stir to get tens of millions of people to wonder where Alex Jones went. Because familiarity breeds contempt. And almost being here every day screaming and yelling and freaking out over this, it's getting the attention out. This, you know, this is a big issue. It's getting attention on this subject, but not enough attention. I mean, this is real, folks. You're a cop driving down the road. They're getting ready for martial law. They admit it. CNN, Fox yesterday say the troops are getting ready for the forced inoculations. Do you understand, police, that you're with us? I know they brainwash you to think it's, you know, that you're in power and you're in control and you're doing this for our own good and we're a bunch of idiots. And I mean, do you understand that the government really is evil and really is out of control, and that we really need to start identifying with each other and working together and not playing these games? I mean, how do they send cops to meetings I go to and to events, or I can be somewhere in D.C. or New York filming something and a guy walks over and says, "Hi, Alex, you want to kill police with me?" And you look at him and it's the archetypal 6'4", 250-pound, muscled 45-year-old cop, you know, FBI guy, and I'm like, no, you guys know I don't want to kill cops. You guys know I'm just trying to get the word out. And they'll even have a sad look in their eye and won't admit they're a cop, but go, "Hey, just checking, just doing my job." And I'm like, get out of here. Leave me alone, you idiot. Go drink some fluoride, shoot your kids up, you jackass. You're trying to set up a good American warning you about these murderers. You think it's cute what they're doing to us? Ah! I mean, I just can't believe this anymore. I can't believe they get you to serve them and kill yourself, hurt yourself, destroy yourself. I mean, even if you're an evil psychopath serving them, you know the globalists are destroying freedom, destroying our standard of living, destroying our way of life. You know things aren't going well. You know the government's run by a pack of offshore criminals with a bunch of top psych warfare experts keeping the public suppressed. You know Northcom's openly taking over America. This is sad what's happening, and you feel like you're on the winning team. Just like Bush supporters didn't care how much evil he was engaged in because they felt like they were part of the winning team. Now Obama supporters don't care if he's lied about everything and is a total criminal because, you know, they're on the winning team. You're not on the team, stupid. You're like a Jew marched into one of the pits. Not that they actually did this, but hypothetically. You've seen the famous film of them being marched in and being shot in the back of the head. You'd be like one of those poor people being marched in there by the Nazis, cheering them, thinking you were having a victory as you're being shot. I mean, it just makes no sense. You're like a fly landing on a fly paper and cheering that you're defeating the flies. You are in the pit. You are on the fly paper. Comprende?
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Look, I'll just come back and take your calls in the next segment. Let me just read through some of the headlines I have. CDC chief, soda tax could combat obesity. When you actually read into it, it's going to be on your national ID card. Everything you buy, sell, and do is going to be on your profile. This is the new carbon tax economy, the new socialized economy, where once they socialize things, they sell the public. Well, the soda drinkers are costing you more money, so let's tax them. And so it creates an us against them mentality and starts training people in a democracy that 51% of the sheep can vote to have the other 49% butchered. But see, in a republic, you can't do that. So they're training the public to rob the middle class, which is really robbing themselves with class warfare. They are setting the precedent to go loot the public. But meanwhile, most of the money actually goes to the elites. So they tell the poor people, hey, let's raise taxes on the rich. And the poor folks think somebody making $200,000 a year is rich. See, I said I'd just read headlines, and there's no point. It's just so incredibly corrupt. They're taking over on every front. How is this not obvious to everybody? How am I called a radical? First, they get you trained to tax cigarettes because they're bad for you. Now it's going to be Coca-Cola and beef and everything that has a carbon footprint. And they're now announcing in the New York Times, saying it's national security. And carbon is a toxic waste. I mean, it's what plants breathe. It's not bad. It's good. And I can't believe we have to argue with the public about this. Tough love for fat people. Tax their food to pay for health care. Los Angeles Times. The feds have been proposing that for more than 10 years. And they're going to do it. Just like satellite tracker boxes in your cars. And there's all these controlled, foundation-funded, fake liberal news services attacking me every day. There's two new ones today saying I'm a crazy racist because I believe that the Holdren textbook is evil. You understand, if you're against killing the majority of the humans on the planet, you're now a racist. And with liberals, it's like a religion to say racist. It doesn't even matter if it makes sense or not. The public that's under this is insane. It's like neocons still believing WMDs were found in Iraq. These people are nuts. Again, it's so crazy that Hillary is now saying that, yeah, she might run for president in 2012. Man, that is so crazy. That's in New York Daily News and a bunch of other places. The good news is they're saying healthcare is dead until after the recess, and with every passing month, their program stalls. But more and more I realize the whole swine flu fear-mongering is going to be about, see, the health care costs for the federal government. We need national health care because of this crisis. People couldn't afford the millions of people that panicked and went to the hospitals wanting their shots. And, oh, let's not worry about the banking holiday that we had during the swine flu. At least we're all still alive. Let's just hope they're doing it for that. Let's hope they're not really going to release some deadly pathogen. Let me tell you, folks, I'm analyzing it, and it doesn't look good. North Carolina terror arrest time to coincide with NLE09. The feds swooped down an alleged terror group plotting murder and mayhem in North Carolina. Of course, it always turns out it's informants leading the groups, and it was all made up, but doesn't matter. The public just hears they stopped a terror group, and it's kind of the back of their mind. A federal indictment against the gang claims that the contractor Daniel Patrick Boyd, an associate, sought to wage violent jihad abroad and engage in military-style training at home. According to the Associated Press, specific details are not provided by the government. It is said that Boyd, a poster child for white al-Qaeda, of course, it turned out this guy had all these prior arrests and convictions and had been involved in weird CIA-connected stuff in the past. Totally staged. And it's come out they've arrested their own operatives before, and then a year later they admit, oh, he was released. He was actually an informant. And that'll come out on this. It always does. But it's just used as a headline. It is said that Boyd, a poster child for white al-Qaeda, if there ever was one, trained at a terrorist camp in Afghanistan in the late 80s and fought against the Soviet occupation of that territory. Boyd was associated with Hazib el Islam, a party of Islam. See, he was there fighting with the CIA and Taliban in the 80s and in Pakistan. I mean, this is just one of these sheep-dipped special ops, and they've got him playing the part. And he won't be in prison. He'll be in Maui surfing.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the second, third, and fourth hour today. Coming up in 27 minutes. I'm going to go live a little bit early today because I want to go over eco-science, population, resources, and environment. John P. Holdren, co-written with Paul R. Ehrlich and Ann H. Ehrlich, his wife. Paul R. Ehrlich is great friends with George Bush Sr., one of his science advisors, and also advises Congress and George W. Bush. So, again, bipartisan. When I go on so-called liberal establishment radio stations and bring this up, and they call in one after the other saying, shut up, racist, you're bad, you just hate the black man. And I go, no, I'm trying to warn people. Margaret Sanger was a Nazi. They're poisoning your water. And they just go, shut up. Don't get in the way of my delusion, my associating my personal power with the president. These people may live in a hovel. Their kids may be brain damaged from vaccines. They don't care. They don't care if there's roaches the size of chihuahuas running around. As long as they can watch that TV and look at Obama smiling at them and feel like they're powerful through him, they don't care. CPS comes, says, I'm taking your kid. They go, okay. You know, they've had their instinct to fight and defend their own family taken away. They are basically already dead. And so are the fake Republicans. You people need to get up on your hind legs and learn how to live and suck some air into your lungs and start getting your head screwed on straight. I'm so upset about all of this. I'm not even sure I can continue today. Do you guys have the clip I sent you of Shepard Smith getting everybody ready for martial law? I mean, I did IM that to you. You do have that? Or it's a top story on PrisonPlanet.com. Fox News getting everybody ready for the troops to take over. That's the headline. I mean, that's a whole nother issue. They said NORTHCOM was for Al-Qaeda, folks. They were setting up NORTHCOM in 1993 at Colorado Springs. Bill Clinton gave speeches. It got its funding. It's the national security state taking over America. Now they've been putting out the DHS reports saying NORTHCOM's main mission is to fight white Al-Qaeda. Now they have all these silly news reports every day telling you they're capturing white Al-Qaeda all over America. See, they script it. We're going to line you up and search you and point guns at you and have troops on the streets because we think there's guys with turbans running around from Afghanistan caves and they're getting ready to kill us any minute. People are like, shut up, Alex. We're just giving up our liberties to fight Al-Qaeda. Patriot Act doesn't affect U.S. citizens. I'm like, really? It says all misdemeanors are an act of terrorism. You can be secretly arrested, secretly tried, secretly executed. The John Warren Defense Authorization Act, the Military Commissions Act. Look at this subsection. Look at that subsection. Sneak and peek. No sunset provision. And then now there's been thousands of articles about how they use the Patriot Act and non-terror related. And now they say, oh, terrorism's in eco-crimes, national security. Oh, terrorism's protesting. On record, terrorism's basically mom and apple pie for the foreign offshore criminal banks that have hijacked the nation. And then we get the Army documents and the DHS documents and the MIAC documents and other federally written state police reports they give the local police. And everything's terrorism, gun owning, being a veteran, Ron Paul bumper stickers. The whole thing's for you. It's for me. And how did they decide to roll this out now? The swine flu, New York Times, Associated Press, Fox News, today. Exactly what I told you in March 5th they were going to do. We're doing all of this to fight white Al-Qaeda. And NORTHCOM's going to roll out on the streets of America, martial law, forced inoculation. Here's the executive order. ABC News, CNN, Fox, they're all saying it like parrots. Don't worry, the Army, NORTHCOM. And, oh, we just so happened in the last 10 years to set up threat fusion centers in all the major cities. Oh, and their CIA local liaison to fight the white Al-Qaeda and help with the shots. And, oh, we just did a drill in LE09 ending today. And there's a new Pentagon drill they just announced. They're going to continue in LE09, but under a new name with the Pentagon and 14 foreign countries helping. And, oh, they coincided with NLE09, and the feds are admitting in the AP article and others, oh, we used NLE09 to help coordinate the arrest of this white Al-Qaeda group. Oh, my God, it's so sick. As they acclimate the InfraGuard, the clergy response teams, the local police, the state police, everybody. And they'll roll the troops out, most likely, during the swine flu. It'll only kill a few thousand. Regular flu does. It'll freak everybody out. Millions will take the shots. And they'll even say, well, thousands died, but it was worth it. And, oh, yeah, we made tens of billions. And, oh, the feds ran it under UN command, under level 6 agreements with the CDC and the World Health Organization. It'll set that precedent. And, oh, we practiced federalizing, and the troops came out and helped give the shots. And just like they were at the Kentucky Derby, people jumped on the field after the winning race, and the Army ran out with 45s and arrested people. Somebody's got to have footage of that. We have AP photos of it. But I was eating dinner at the restaurant down the street and saw the troops jump out and run over and tackle citizens. Again, they couldn't have armed troops. They couldn't have the police do it. All part of acclimation. And, oh, they help with the flu, and they help with the drunk drivers now, and they help with the jaws of life. Oh, an Army helicopter landed in South Texas. Why is the Army here? The police are just, oh, they're helping. I mean, this is a takeover by the military, and they're acclimating the military. They're acclimating the police. They're acclimating the citizens. And it's all so the bankers can take your pension funds and your bank accounts and everything you've got. It's also they can get them on the streets and say, oh, look, the Army helped with the swine flu and the drunk drivers and set the precedent. Oh, they're in New York. Oh, they're Kentucky Derby. Oh, they're South Texas. Oh, they're Central California. Oh, they're in Oklahoma. Oh, they're doing a drill. Oh, they were actually helping at checkpoints in Tennessee. Oh, my God, help me. And then eco-science, they're drugging our water. They're spraying us. I mean, I'm living in a complete lunatic land. I put forward the statement that I am normal. And they can have CNN, and they can have all these, yeah, TV's been attacking me lately, playing clips of the show a couple days ago. They can have all the George Soros, all the David Rockefeller-funded foundation news sites attack me and say I'm crazy. I mean, the Daily Beast, Daily Kos, Think Progress, all of them are attacking me because I'm attacking Holdren, saying Jones is insane and believe Holdren wants to drug the water. He wrote a book, a textbook, a policy book that's clearly been adopted, and I can have former top, you know, CNN producers on who make a film about bioweapons saying, where they interview the South African head of bioweapons who sold it to the U.S., Israel, and England, how to add race-specific bioweapon to the vaccine to sterilize you, and suddenly most of the women can't have kids, and the men are sterile. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it's going on. And these FBI guys don't care if they're getting sterilized and their kids are dying of leukemia and cancer. They still hate me. I'm the Batman. I'm the Batman. And the public has so little discernment. So little discernment that a lot of people have bought the COINTELPRO and think I'm bad. Look at the fruits. Look at how 80% of people or more you talk to say they woke up from this show. And they'll still say I'm bad. Well, fine, I'm bad. Let's just say I'm the devil incarnate. I'm not, but if you want to believe it, fine. But for God's sakes, warn people not to take the shots. Warn people about what's in the tap water. You can't even bathe in the stuff. And I know that, and I'm still bathing in it. I haven't even taken the time out to put some type of expensive system in to not have my kids bathing in sodium fluoride and all the chemicals. You breathe it. It goes through your skin. I know it's hard. At least fight to audit the Fed. At least fight to expose the New World Order. At least fight against Northcom takeover. It's totally unconstitutional and criminal. I've had judge advocate, former generals and admirals on and others, and current ones, and they admit that this is all wrong, but say, oh, well, we got to do it for security. Yeah, it's unconstitutional, it's criminal, but, you know, it's bad and wrong, but, you know, we still have a problem. We still have, I mean, folks, everybody knows this is wrong. All right, I'm going to get into it next hour. I'm just really starting to get freaked out. Let's go ahead and go to Chris in Kentucky. You're on the air, Chris. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, thanks. I'm just like you. You know, a couple things. First of all, I ran into our state senator, Dan Syme, and he's really getting fed up with our state sovereign rights are being taken away and the Federal Reserve and a lot of other issues, and I gave him a copy of the Obama deception. I told him to get, if you want more copies, I'll get more to you. Let's get it up to the Frankfurt legislator and get the word out.
Well, the House is approaching a huge two-thirds majority. I mean, the House, it's getting up close to 300 and growing and sponsors to audit it. And again, people say, oh, well, look, the Senate blocked it. That's even better. Now everybody's wondering why we can't audit it. Bernanke's stuttering and bumbling on TV. Again, look how positive that is. We're having so many victories.
That's great. And another thing about the vaccinations, there's another thing that's coming to my mind, of course, vaccinations. You mentioned the Kentucky Derby. In Louisville, where I live, that possibly could happen. You can't get in the Kentucky Derby until you roll up your sleeves. What virus are they going to create next from a horse? What are they going to create? They're going to find some way to get these people indoctrinated. This is nothing but a genocide. Bottom line. And it's going to, you know, they're going to, don't think they're going to do this. This could happen. Don't say it in forewarning.
Oh, yeah, they're testing soft kill.
Oh,
they did bird flu vaccine trials all over Europe and killed masses of people, and then no one gets in trouble. Gardasil's killing and maiming people all over the news, and nothing happens. So, I mean, see, they're slowly turning the heat up and doing all of this in plain view. I mean, this is insane. Crazy control freaks are running things, Chris. What are we going to do?
Yeah, well, that's just got to keep being active and keep fighting the feds. And, you know, I've stayed completely away from television. Okay, I don't have one anymore. I'm glad I didn't get that box because I've gotten so fed up. It's time to, you know, get people out of this hypnosis. Get away from the, like you said, the fluoride and all the other things. It's time to start getting going now because we will be in a total tyranny of a total takeover. And there's a lot of people I have talked to, know a lot's wrong. I've told them about InfoWars.com. They're out there, folks, and I'm going to keep up the fight and keep going from so with businesses or whatever and get these DVDs out because it's time. I'm just pumped up.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. You know, I am a friendly person like everybody else. I like to joke around. I do this 4 hours a day. And sometimes I screw around and make jokes and, you know, try to make it lively. And I know people like that. Some people do. But, you know, this stuff's so heavy and serious. Maybe I shouldn't even ever joke around again. You know, I'm just trying to think of ways to really impress on people. This is not my opinion. This stuff is real. Brian in Quebec, Canada, you're on the air. Okay, we'll let him go. Mario in California. Mario, welcome, sir.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I'm really feeling what you're talking about, man, and I can understand and appreciate what you're going through, you know, trying to, you know, figure out a way to really get all this as serious as possible. So I definitely feel your situation. And trying to stay in line with what you're talking about. You know, I was at the bar last night, and I was talking to this guy about this John Holder, and I told him, you know, this guy wants to put a chip inside of your kids that's going to release a birth control, and they're going to have to go to the, you know, basically go to the police or some government agency and have them take it out so that they could have kids. And this guy told me that was a good idea. And I'm looking at him.
No, that's the brainwashing, is that in college and in culture, if you talk to the average person, they don't even know why they believe that. But from predictive programming, the sitcoms, the dramas, the science fiction movies, people expect that to be the future. And there's lots of excuses and rationales why. And look at this bad mother with eight kids. But that's the beta test, the case test to sell you on it. They don't understand they're the target.
And that's what I was trying to, you know, I was asking him how he could not see that. That is the overall, you know, game plan here. And I think this kind of ties in. The other day you were talking about, you know, people who eat meat and then talk bad about people who hunt, you know. And I kind of think it's the same exact situation. It's like this guy who was telling me that the world's overpopulated, he has kids. So I'm saying, how do you believe this stuff and then have children? You know, because I could appreciate somebody who really has, you know, believes that maybe there's too many people who has that idea. I don't really believe.
How many kids does Ted Turner have? 5. How many yachts? More than 20. How many airplanes? More than 14. Last time I pulled it up. How many homes? More than, it was some astronomical number. I think it was over 20. He owns several million acres. You can pull this up. I mean, in fact, go to Wikipedia, number of kids, of course, that might even be accurate, but I've seen mainstream news articles where I know he's got five kids, just millions of acres, homes everywhere. He is just, folks, they want it all for themselves. And this person you were talking to has the elite spirit. So he sees it from that position, even though he's not an elite. Do you understand that?
That's the craziness about it. You know, and that's, I guess they've been able to infiltrate it, people's minds. You know, luckily they haven't infiltrated everybody's minds. And you know, that's just one other thing I wanted to say, man. I hear you talking a lot, especially.
That's
recently.
A great point. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Infiltrating the minds. Hold that thought. That's it. I mean, they're propagandizing, they're lying, they're doing all of this. All I want listeners to do is to get other people around you to realize that there's an agenda, that the culture, the media, all of it is trying to infiltrate your mind and influence you. And why do you hold these thoughts you have? Why do people hold these illogical thoughts? We'll be right back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
A caller called a couple days ago and he said, what's wrong with sterilizing people and getting rid of the majority of the population? Even if you're a control freak and instinctively think if there's less people, you'll have more, or if you've misappropriated your love of the species onto animals and trees and put, you know, allowed your life force species survival mechanism to be expropriated and moved over to the rest of creation, which is what the globalists have done. You understand you're the one in the crosshairs? You know, Dr. Eric Pianca's got a bunch of kids, Peter Singer, they've all got kids. They all got big houses. Al Gore's got some 9,000-square-foot thing, just one house that, what the news say, it uses seven times the regular energy of a house. But then that's the way the media, comes at it. Oh, it's a carbon footprint. His is too big. Then you're playing into their game. It's good he's putting off carbon. Plants breathe it. It's not bad. It's just ridiculous. But finish up your point there, Mario.
Well, yeah, it is ridiculous. It's a mind game. And so about the resolution, I just want to say, man, you know, I think the best thing that we could do, they say, once you're woken up, well, what can we do? Just keep on doing what you've been doing. You know what I'm saying? If you're that grandma, but be the woken up grandma. You know, if you're the son, be the son, but be the woken up son, because that's what we were naturally supposed to be. And you know, I think we always try to like find some new thing because we think that this whole system they've created and they're controlling this entire thing. It's not true. It's an illusion. And you know, we have the power to continue living our lives exactly how we want to live them, but we just have to do it in a more conscious style.
But we don't have long because they're really starting to crack down. They're removing the energy sources. They're removing the energy, the power. They're removing the food. They're removing. They've got us in these compact grids. They're shutting down the farms and ranches with the animal ID, premises ID. They're going to artificially reduce the money supply next until you physically can't pay the debts back. And we are in a crisis, my friend. I agree with you that we've got a lot of power and we've got the jump on the enemy because we're waking up faster than they thought, but we had all better bust our butts. I mean, my intellect, my soul, my gut, all your gut is your entire brain power, you know, giving you a calculated answer. And then it's so deep and multifaceted that it's hard to even describe the total of the information. But that's like a good old-fashioned cop detective hunch. It's the full integrated analysis. And I'm telling you, we are in the crosshairs. We are in red level emergency. We are engaging the enemy. They are engaging us. This is the clash. This is the collision. This is jump point. And we better get in there in the equipment right now. We better get in to the grid right now. We better take over the matrix right now. This is the most important time in all of human development. This is it. And I appreciate your call. And folks, if you just tell your mind, because all of you have incredible potential, even if you've been brain damaged by the enemy, being aware of the brain damage is half the battle. And if you just tell your mind, give me solutions, boost my intelligence, give me the answers, and tell me what to do, your subconscious, and all that is the entire integrated system of the human brain, it will activate. It will give you the juice, the brain boost you need. That's what the enemy knows. They know we have incredible potential because they're using their potential. Crush them! It's survival of the species. Activate. It's going to take scientific solutions to beat a scientific dictatorship. I want to tell you about a sponsor before we end this hour, MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricane, snow, and ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solution from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog.
or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got a surprise guest coming up in T-minus 2 hours. I'm pretty excited. Bob Chapman joins us in an hour. His weekly visit with us. We'll take phone calls, your questions on the economy. We're taking calls in this hour. I finally got in the actual paper textbooks. I had the CD-ROM and the ebook format of Eco-Science, Population, Resources, and Environment. This version has more graphs and more footnotes, and let me tell you, it's bad news. The big eugenics manual, the battle plans. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the second segment at 8 after. So that is coming up. We'll continue with your phone calls and a huge blitz of important news stories as well. I want to really get into the swine flu, as they call it, the part human, part pig, part bird flu. In fact, I'm going to cover that first when we start the next hour. Shepard Smith and others running around saying, oh, NORTHCOM, they don't just fight Al-Qaeda anymore. No, the Army is going to forcibly inoculate you. So they're getting the public all conditioned for that. So we'll be breaking that down. I want to jam in a call or so during this short segment we've got here, but I started plugging solar backup at the end of the last hour and didn't finish. They got a great unit, the Power Source 1800-watt generator and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in the blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, MySolarBackup.com. Let's go to Tony in California. Tony, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you, man.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, a lot of people call in asking for solutions, and I heard that guy call in the other day, and I think the big solution is not supporting Wall Street financially. That's the big thing, is learning to support each other. I heard an interview the other night from somebody, I think you've had her on the show before, Catherine Austin Fitz. She was talking a little bit about financial permaculture. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I want to get her on the show. We send her emails and stuff, and maybe I've got a bad email link or something, but I want to get her on.
Well, you know what? I'll send her an email, too, and see. She was talking about how when she was having trouble with, I don't know exactly what the legal troubles it was that she went through, but, you know, she had millions of dollars going through her agency, and she gave a lot of money to family members. Well, all that money came back to her when the legal troubles were coming. In other words, you know, the government could, you know, they were trying to shut her down completely, but it never completely materialized because still money was coming back in. I wish I could,
The most valuable thing in the world is land and knowing how to cultivate it and having neighbors and friends and family that love each other. You know, media always makes fun of the old timers, you know, the hill people going, we don't hang out with outsiders and we don't trust salesmen and we don't trust the government. But that was common sense. And then now through the media and the culture, look at all the sitcom messages are for the husband and wife to fight and the kids to fight and to all turn against each other. And I literally have more than 20 government textbooks and documents that we've posted on the Prison Planet Forum and covered where the government said 80, 90, 100 years ago in different documents, 30, 40 years ago, they repeat it, they've got to destroy the family. Eco-Science says they're going to put all the kids in dormitories and raise them up forcibly and sterilize them. I mean, they mean business, folks. First, they've got to make us all dysfunctional criminals and scum. Then the people that aren't scum call for more police to protect them. Then those police are used against the good people. And then you have a total takeover of society. This is a prison society that they're building. And yes, the solution starts at home. And the solution starts with agriculture. And the solution starts with occupying the land. God bless you. Great points. Great caller. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Deal with a possible outbreak this fall. Hear that, Justin? The military. I mean, they have some serious concerns about what's going to happen in the fall with this flu. Because we'll have two flus at once, obviously, regular old every year flu, and then this, you know, pig flu.
It's an H1N1.
Yeah, in case the government asks FEMA for help, the government will be ready there with the military, we're told. It's as health officials race to get vaccines ready. The U.S. government has just gotten 20 million doses, and we're told it could be getting ready to start giving those shots by October. Even though the trials for these drugs hasn't even begun yet, just minutes from now, a panel from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta is expected to hold a news conference in Atlanta and give its recommendation on how the new vaccine should be handed out. We'll keep an eye on that news conference, and we'll let you know exactly what happens and all the developments from it. Our Brian Wilson is covering this. Brian, the military getting involved, that seems kind of drastic.
Well, I think it is dramatic, Shep. Fox News has confirmed that NORTHCOM has a proposal sitting on the desk of Secretary of Defense Robert Gates that would authorize the military to back up FEMA should there be an H1N1 pandemic. The proposal comes from NORTHCOM Commander Victor Renoir, who wants permission to set up 5 regional military teams who will respond if FEMA says it needs help. One assumes this might be necessary, Shep, if there were, for example, mass quarantines.
Well, there's a hearing today in the Senate on preparing for H1N1. Where are they with this thing?
Well, the H1N1 vaccine is not completely ready. They do have some test doses they want to start testing. Won't be ready for a while, but they do begin a campaign in the fall. And, Shep, those who should be at the front of the line, adults 19 to 24, we're beginning to hear, because it seems that the H1N1 hits young people the hardest.
Yeah, I guess they saw that here in the United States, but in, were they seeing that in outbreaks in other parts of the world as well? I mean, we've learned a lot about this thing recently.
Well, the problem is it keeps changing, and that is the real issue here, is that this one morphs and mutates and comes back in different ways, so they have to be very careful. But they think right now the people at greatest risk are young people 19 to 24.
All right, Brian Wilson on Capitol Hill. And, of course, reminder, we are tracking H1N1. Can we play that animation again? There we go. Be very afraid. Be very afraid. Be very afraid.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We are live. That's a little YouTube video somebody put together. You know, we should edit a video together just of all the CNN, Fox, ABC saying there's going to be forced inoculations. The army is going to make you take the injections. But it's all for your own good. And NORTHCOM, that was set up to fight Al-Qaeda, we promise it's not to fight the American people. We promise we're only going to use the army against Al-Qaeda. And then, oh, NORTHCOM. You know, you have SOUTHCOM and you have CENTCOM. And, well, now you have NORTHCOM and AFRICOM and all the rest of it over the United States out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and they've announced they're going to put troops in the streets of America, and they train with the police in these drills, and the DHS reports saying gun owners, conservatives, and veterans are the main force that they are prepared for. And the John Warner Defense Authorization Act states NORTHCOM's main mission is suppressing governors and rogue states. You see, the federal government was seized by offshore private banks. According to Bloomberg and the Associated Press and others, congressional hearings in the last week, $23.7 trillion. And that number's a month old. It always comes out a few months late. So in 9 months from the bailout point, they had stolen $23.7 trillion. It's now probably more than $25 trillion. That is double the GDP of the country, roughly. And $9.5 trillion would have paid off all mortgages in the United States. All mortgages, not bad mortgages, not mortgages subprime, not jumbo mortgages. Every condo, every mansion, every small bungalow, every cottage, every mortgage in America paid off for over $9 trillion. It's already 23.7, and that's not counting another month plus. So, and they won't say where the money is, and they brag. And how do you think the IMF and World Bank, when they take over a third world country, run things? They go in and pay off the politicians, and the politicians set up a military system, and they suppress the people, and they come in and raise taxes and regulations and seize the roads, the ports, the infrastructure, and hand it over to foreign countries. And they turn the major regular highways, freeways into toll roads, and they triple the water price, and they set up all these systems. And now they're going to have a global government, according to Time, Newsweek, everybody else, but they say it's good, that will tax everybody. And if you don't like it, NORTHCOM is standing by. And then they can also run around and fearmonger using the swine flu. And that is clearly just another drill, another exercise. We don't know how extreme it's going to be in federalization and the United States, not just being federalized, but under World Health Organization, mainstream UN announcements that they are directing the United States and the rest of the world. This is a perfect pretext for the state worldwide controlled by big offshore banks to crack down and control and enslave their populations. That's what's happening, period. And they use the Patriot Act thousands of times per year per state and non-terror related. They're getting rid of the whole Bill of Rights, whole Constitution. They have warrantless wiretapping in non-terror related cases now. The Cybersecurity Command of the NSA and the Air Force admit they're spying on the web, engaging in propaganda on the web, engaging in manipulation. They are doing all of this right now everywhere. And it's just unspeakable. How is Obama going to get his carbon tax through in the fall? How is he going to get his socialized health care through in the fall? How is he going to get, quote, amnesty, immigration reform through in the fall? How is he going to get his anti-gun bills that are all introduced through? How is he going to get his Clean Water Restoration Act that federalizes all above and below water in the country? The entire nation has water underground. Total federalization. No judge, no jury, they just take over. How are they going to successfully do that? How are they going to be able to do that? How is this going to be done? Well, I'll tell you how this is going to be done. This is going to be done through fear-mongering, through brinksmanship and maybe even war with Iran and Pakistan, this as a distraction and a diversion. Maybe NATO will run another sneak attack on a Russian-controlled territory on its border, like South Ossetia and Georgia on 888 last year. Coming up on the anniversary of that in about 8 days. Wow. Time flies. And the swine flu, clearly. I mean, we know it's killed less than 200 people in the United States, and that's even puffed up numbers. We know it's killed less than 2,000 worldwide. We know the regular flu kills 500,000 every year, 37,000 in the United States. Why are they fear-mongering? Why are they freaking out so bad? Why are they going crazy? Why is this happening? Why are they already pushing and getting the public ready for forced inoculation? Why are they announcing troops are going to be on the streets? Because, ladies and gentlemen, unemployment is above 21% now, and that's even with their Cook numbers. Things are rapidly deteriorating fastly by design. They're imploding the economy to consolidate it, just like they did third world countries over and over again. This is very, very serious, and this is happening now. And so I'm begging all of you, the listeners, to get informed and to get involved in your communities and to warn everybody around you. Remember that before the staged flu outbreak and fear-mongering in Mexico in April, I went on air in March 5th and on other transmissions and said specifically, I believe they were going to stage a flu pandemic or fear-mongering to do with flu. The anthrax attacks run by the feds showed us that it only needs to kill a few people. It's the fear of it, the stampeding. You know, how did ancient human tribes kill woolly mammoths for food? That was obviously the prey of choice because, it had hundreds of times the meat that a deer would per kill. Humans didn't usually go up against a woolly mammoth or a mastodon just with spears and swords and rocks, spears and clubs and rocks. They didn't have swords, obviously. They would go up against them by having beaters in the woods or in a field, spread out, beating drums, and they would drive the mammoths. You might have a person spread out every 500 yards at first, beating their drums, spread out over a couple miles, driving first in a straight line, then closing in. This is how sharks and dolphins hunt fish. Thrasher sharks go in circles around fish, get them all into one mass and eat them. And they start in a straight line and start curving in, herding the mastodons towards cliffs, towards ambushes. And they could get the mastodons or the woolly mammoths, depending on which subspecies of the pachyderm you're talking about, the elephants, At first, they wouldn't be that scared. They'd hear a drum beating and kind of move on. And then, but the more they got chased, this might go on for, you know, a half a day. And now people dressed up, you know, in wild paint screaming. Because once they'd intimidated the elephants to run, the elephants could have stood their ground, turned, and fought. Like humans could against the scientific dictatorship now, being run by our own species against us. But the elites say we're a subspecies. But the humans were acting tough, screaming and yelling, beating drums, and then the mastodons suddenly would just, with foam coming out of their mouths, would run over the cliffs and die by the hundreds. And that's why you see mastodon that were all over the Americas and all over Europe extinct. Humans killed them all. They're using the same tactics on us.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
this guy talking about woolly mammoths, about mastodon, about several species of extinct elephant. Well, because this is exactly what the globalists do to us. This is how they hunt us. And there's a lot of forms of hunting birds, hunting pheasant, where you have beaters in the bush that come out in a straight line. Then they start forming a wedge, a pincer, and they push the birds out and then finally start closing in and push them all out in one group. And then the nobles, the Queen of England, in fact, you can probably pull up video, YouTube, Queen of England hunting pheasant. You'll see her standing in a field with woods and hundreds of pheasants will suddenly just fly out. That was people beating the woods on her estate for hours, marching the birds, driving them out so she can shoot them. And then I like hunting myself, but talk about weird. She like enjoys wringing their necks and gets weird looks on her faces, so it's a little bit strange when she does it. You can actually, I've seen video of that. I'm sure it's on the web. But the point is, they just release a little anthrax, kills a 10, 15 people, I forget the exact number, injures a few hundred, sickens a few hundred. And same thing here. I mean, they have a couple deaths in Mexico and the U.S., a couple deaths in China. They act like it's the end of the world because the media said so. Now, I had seen the feds preparing mass graves, gave you secret New York State documents, Indiana emergency manager witnesses, had them on the show. And then later, all that came out in news. Oh, yes, we are getting mass graves ready. We are getting troops ready. We are getting the army ready. We are having drills of local police practicing bringing fake vaccine in that militias are trying to steal. I knew that before April. They're now telling people they just started all this preparation in April because this is such a big takeover they're using the flu scare as a smokescreen for that. They really started more than a year ago. We found out about it in January, February, and March. I did show after show warning you this was coming. And then April hit, and I just went on air and said, this is big. Whether it's a hoax or not, this is a cover story for something big. This is probably going to turn into something big in the fall. Exactly what I said happened there. And then listeners, I'm so busy always looking forward. They emailed me and said, here's the YouTube of you on your TV show and the radio saying all this would happen in March and laying it all out. How did you know? And I mean, I wasn't even tooting my horn that I had exactly laid everything out. And that's why I was freaking out in April going, this is big. This is big. It's happening, because I'd already said it was coming and knew it was happening. It's just incredible. So I'm like one of these elephants who's got a little bit of smarts. And I'm going, wait a minute, there's only one of those Cro-Magnon every 500 yards or so. There's hundreds of us, elephants. They're all painted up. They're wearing antlers and stuff to scare us. They're yelling, they're screaming. They hunt lions today in Africa like this. They beat the bush, drive the lion to where they got hunters waiting with these 15-foot-long spears. And the men, it's key. I've seen them interviewed. The Zulus and others are big lion hunters. You can pull that up. Pull up lion hunting. Zulu lion hunting. I bet you can find that on YouTube. And they got these long, 15, almost 20-foot spears. They're huge, long spears. And the men explain it's key that they be more aggressive, that they not be afraid. Ha! Ha! Because that lion's got to know, I'm tough. I'm going to get you. And they corner him. And then they stab him to death. Okay? Well, that's what all our ancestors did. That's why we extincted cave lions. That's why we extincted the big mega cave bear. Humans hunted them out in Northern Europe and the Americas. Humans hunted out all the elephants because humans would get in that crazed mode of, but actually meant it. You understand? And, instead of being in the NFL, our top champion warriors were taking on, cave bears. You understand that, folks? And so, but again, it's about who's got the momentum. And so the elephants would see these people that weren't scared. Now, if you'd have walked out in front of one of the elephants and not acted aggressive and mean, they would have come over and run over and tried to stomp on you, knowing you were something dangerous. And they do that. Just like a dog. A dog runs up on you and growls, even if it's one of the most vicious attack dogs. If you start going at it, it will go into defense mode. But no, the movies and culture tell you to run from a dog. These movies never show a woman with a gun in her house when the killer comes. Again, it's all programming. And they admit this. We have government documents. We've covered them. So instead, you know, there's a group of 100 Macedons or more in these big troops, you know, these big herds, and they see these people painted up with weird paint on, and they start going, oh, I don't like that. You know, and then again, the humans start chasing them for hours, closing it in, driving them over the cliff. That's the SWAT teams, NORTHCOM, the military, are just a few people scaring us, the big, strong, massive humans. See, the elites say that they are engaging in predator activity against the general public. They say in the natural order, that's their job.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
I hear the train come, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down the San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play.
Folks, it never ends around here. I've got to go off air right now. I have the FBI here at the office with the APD, so I need you guys to go to some type of rebroadcast here. Got the media attacking me on every front. God knows what, you know, what new horror this is for us to try to sit here and warn you about what the New World Order is doing. I'll try to come back and tell you about the government policy book written by the White House science czar about how they want to kill the majority of us. There's another big article where he pushed for abortion and that babies aren't human. That's mainstream news. I'll be getting to later. I meant to get to all of this. We're going to play some good rants from myself, and I'll be back as soon as possible because they just told me during the break they're up there. I'm going to go talk to them. Commanders kiss the butt of all the little cops, and then they all feed on each other and their hatred and disdain for the public, especially in Miami. It was a lot. I mean, a federal judge was out there at a previous event in Miami going to their car, and the cops cornered him and beat him down, and they lost a big suit over that because they didn't know. They thought they were going to have a little fun on a side street with a judge and went to, I mean, just beat the person almost to death, and they got in a lot of trouble for that, but that was because that was a real citizen, a God-level person, you know, above them in the government, not a slave scum that's, you know, just here to be stomped on. And so that's why when I'm driving down the road and there's lanes on both sides of me, Austin cop, no lights on, just run right up behind you with pleasure. Just getting, and then swing around and almost hit you. And then just sit there with a light in your face going, you son of a bitch, citizen, you are slave, civilian, I rule you. And if I want to shoot you in the face with rubber bullets, you know, that girl at the Red Sox game came out of a bar. They shot her in the face 10 feet away, blew her eyeball back in her brain. She bled to death. The cops went on the news and said she shouldn't have been out there. Death, death, death. Hey, don't worry. The bankers are going to take everything you got, cops. You think you can just deal death on us and deal pain on us? You don't think there aren't bigger devils above you in the New World Order that'll have their way with you? You think you're safe from evil? We have liberty and freedom, and we're, look at that famous photo. That was in Oregon. That woman, they said no protest. She was peacefully with a sign, and there's video of that on the web, and they just start choking her till she passes out. Just men in black uniforms grabbing a 55-year-old woman, just choking her. You're going to learn who we are. You're going to learn to submit. The foreign bankers have given us unlimited power, and we're going to rule you. This is our country. Ah, you're here. We're going to feed on your ass. And the cops just drink fluoride water. Oh, they take their kids and just shoot them up with mercury. And the kids become autistic. The cops don't care. I'm going to the tech bar. I don't care if my kid's brain damaged. And they drink whiskey and wreck and kill everybody in Austin. And then when they wreck and kill themselves, the cops then go and SWAT team the bar owners that sold them too much whiskey. It's your fault you sold too much whiskey to a god. You don't sell too much whiskey to a god. We're God. You understand? We rule America. We'll shoot you in the face, we'll bloody your face, and we'll laugh about it. Because we're weak gang members. You look at those men. Go back to the video of the cops laughing. Look how soft they are. Look how their eyes don't have any electric liberty in them. Look at how soft they are. Look at how disgusting they are. And you can see a few of the cops in there are looking like they're not having fun. And if you look at their faces, they look human. They look like they still have a soul. Back it up to them laughing. You know.
Hit her in the face.
Now her case is back in the news because of this.
The good news about being able to watch you guys live on TV is that lady with the red dress.
A police video shot after the shooting incident just released following a review of excessive force complaints at the protest.
Hit pause. That one's soft right there. That guy joined the force because I guarantee you he's the type of guy that bullied kids that were smaller than him. Then those kids grew up and kicked his ass. I know those types. I've seen that face. And now they love it. They can abuse and beat up everybody and nobody can stop them. Nobody can stop them. They're having their way with America. They want our guns. And if you're not with them, cops and military, then you will declare that you're with the Republic now. And don't tell me that I'm a weirdo because I'm upset about this and I should only go get upset about my favorite football team winning or losing. Listen, I know what tyranny means. I know the bankers are putting poison in our food and water. I know the bankers have stolen $8.5 trillion. I know we're under War Powers Act. I know they're hurting us. I know they're carrying out New World Order. I know they staged those terror attacks. You know what it's like to gut up to this and go out every day and go past the peer pressure and come out day one and say 9/11 was an inside job and lose most of the radio stations I was on? You know what it's like to go to sleep every night knowing you work for a bunch of psychotic killers and you bastards are probably going to end up killing me one day? You know what it's like knowing you've ruined my life? You know what it's like, you sons of bitches? I'm tired of your crap. You commit evil.
evil, you're part of an evil system, and we're standing up against you. And the Republic is going to defeat you in the end. Some of us won't make it personally through this, but a lot of us are. And in the end, you are going to be brought to justice for all the kids you've kidnapped for CPS, all you CPS workers, all you corrupt bureaucrats, all of you that have had your way with innocent children over and over again, who think your evil's invincible. You're not invincible, and God is going to deal with you. And you are cursed to hell. I'm done. I got to get out of here. I'm pissed off now. Robert Wanick, you can make some closing comments. I'll give you the last 2 minutes. We're going to end transmission. Make sure the guy's got your address so I can send you those videos so you can resist tyranny. I salute you.
You know, they don't, these police, they don't know that they're pawns in the New World Order. They think they are the highest up, and that's why they bully. That's why they bully us. But they don't understand. They are no better than us. The government thinks they are slaves just like us. They are dirt to the government just like we are, and they understand. They either fight with us, or we're going to have to fight them. So visit us over at NWOAlert.com. That's NWOAlert.com. Send us your files of activism at school. Send us your files of activism in the public, and we will post them, and we're going to fight this brainwashing indoctrination system, and we're going to use information warfare with sites like InfoWars, and we're not going to let these police oppress us, and we're not going to let ourselves be abused psychologically and physically by the system, and we're going to keep them running scared, and we're going to bring sovereignty back, and the USA is going to be what it was and what the founding fathers envisioned. I'm going to need to get the number for those DVDs and stickers, and that's all I have to say. But if you're a student, I really strongly urge you to send any pics, videos, anything you can get, hidden camera, audio of you being oppressed at your school. You're going to need to send them to 911blogger@live.com. You're going to need to visit NWOAlert.com. And we're going to get you out in the spotlight. We're going to get you on YouTube, and we're going to expose your school. Send us the full name of your school, high school, college, whatever, and send us your first and last name. We'll put you in the video, and we'll give out copies for free. I don't care how much it costs to burn the DVDs. We're going to give you copies for free.
Introduced at the request of Richard Daines, the commissioner of New York State Department of Health, calls for changes to the law in order to make recommended inoculation, because see, the hoax, it's now been exposed that it was a hoax, and that was getting them about 95%. But now the hoax is over. The criminals' hoax is over. See? There's no law. They're criminals. What does it take? A government that lies all the time to you. God. I care about you, you idiot police. You idiot school teachers. You idiot Americans. Stop being idiots. Stop it! I've had hundreds of guests and scientists and doctors on. I've read all the source documents. I've played clips of the father of the polio vaccine admitting it had cancer viruses in it and more, and AIDS, HIV. I've proven it. They're killing you, dude. Why do you want to die? Why do you want to believe their lies? What is your problem? What is your major malfunction? You ought to thank God for me up here warning you that I've still got my head screwed on straight and I'm angry and upset. Folks, I have got as much instinct as a cow. Humans used to have the best instincts, the smartest, the most cunning, the best sixth sense. You've had it bred out of you, engineered out of you, poisoned out of you. You get a bunch of cows at the slaughterhouse, and that's why they get them in tiny squeeze chutes, and then only bring them into the main slaughter area one at a time. And most plants, then they usually got an air gun that fires a bolt into their head, because if you get other cows in there and they see that going on, they'll go nuts. Nuts like you've never seen, breaking their legs, ramming through things, doing things. A cow will fight back. And that's all I'm doing, folks. I'm in the chute, just slobbering and freaking out. And you're sitting there drooling like a bunch of idiots behind me. They got one cow up hanging by its legs in front of you, blood pouring out its neck in huge pools, and you're just snickering, telling me that isn't one of our fellow cows getting their throat slit right in front of us, you idiots. Oh, God, I can't do it anymore. I can't. I want out of here. I want to go to some happy, friendly country where this isn't going on. There's evil going on all around you. They're feeding on your neighbors down the street. But you don't know your neighbors anymore, so you're not aware of what's happening. I get so mad reading this article, I just can't control myself. Jesus. Assembly Bill 10942 introduced. We're only a few years away from cops coming to your house and SWAT teaming you if you don't shoot your kids up. And I'm just telling the cops right now, you're pushing and pushing. The globalists know people are going to fight back. Then they're going to say, see, there is homegrown terrorism. And then you're going to all get your butts kicked, and they're going to bring in foreign troops. You understand, you pushed far enough. You slime ball, think you're tough punks. Assembly Bill 10942, introduced at the request of Richard Daines, the commissioner of the New York State Department of Health, calls for changes to the law in order to make recommended inoculation compulsory in order for children to attend school. The bill would also permit the administration of vaccines for sexually transmitted infections to minors without parental consent. Now, that is a huge... They're already taking your kids for abortions without your consent. Your 12 or 13-year-old, in some cases as young as 10, they got to have a letter to go to the zoo with the government training camp, but not to have a baby ripped out of them. But you don't care. It's all part of being scum. You let the scum, filth, degenerate, viperous, murdering, trash, commie government just have its way with your kids while they train them to tattle on you and everything else. And you got all your instincts sucked out of you where you think a bunch of vampiric scumbag government leering over your children, the state stating in California Supreme Court that the state owns your children. Remember that? And that homeschooling is illegal in California. You're out of control. The government's dirt bag. The bill would also permit the administration of vaccines for sexually transmitted infections to minors without parental consent. Merck, when they're not killing you with their Vioxx, they've got their Gardasil, which admittedly has killed a whole bunch of people and causes horrible autoimmune things that look like Ebola with blood pouring out of every orifice. Go read it. Had women on, it's almost killed on this show. And it's been in the news, it's killed a bunch. And then they say on the insert, go look it up on their own website. It says, does it protect you from cancer? Does it protect you from this type of virus? We think it might protect you from a few strains of 350. It might cover 4 to 6. But if you already have the virus, which around half the population has, of men and women, then it gives you a 45% increase in cancer. Oh, they know it gives you cancer, but you're too stupid. You think the government gives you sweet milk, and you sit there suckling off of its snake breast when you don't understand it's pure death. I have to watch my fellow humans march into the death camps in front of me. But it's all done in an orderly fashion of ignorance and moroticness. Do you hear all the scientists and guests and New World Order people I have on who I tear apart? And it's not because I'm smart. I understand the system. I study it. It's what I do. I know what I'm talking about. I've told you the truth and nothing but the truth. And this is why I want to reach people. This is why I want to get out to more people. This is why I want to bust my butt and build a studio and do it myself and tape a TV show and try to get it on 5 nights a week on Dish Network, because then we can hype it and get big listenership and have street teams out getting the word out. My God, if it was all paid for, I'd have no commercials on it. As it is, it'll probably have commercials. I mean, I need your help, man. I just want to warn people. Listen. You go warn people about how this stuff's killing them. You write articles. You go out and tell them. I just want to tell people. I just want to reach people. Because it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. It isn't going to stop. They do everything they said they were going to do. Right down the line. They say they're going to do this, they do it. They say they're going to do that, and they've said... So I've seen their whole battle plan. They admit what they're going to do. And up here, it's killing 80 to 90% of us, flying over, spraying us in the end, killing us in mass, activating cancer systems they put in us, all this stuff. And they're already up to here, and I'm like, my God, they keep doing everything they say they're going to do. My God, they're really going to do it. My God! My God! Warn people! And they're evil. They're so evil. And I just wish good people would wake up and fight back against this. I was screaming so loud earlier, I tore something up my throat. I was coughing up blood earlier.
It's because my soul is torn apart. I am just so angry. I don't have the strength or the will. I'm trying to push a rock up a hill. I need your help. I just want to warn people. I just want to arrest all these people that have done this. It's their own documents, their own treason. They all write books about how they're going to enslave us and how it's funny and how we're dumb. And then you just sit there laughing at me while they're laughing at you. I want to get them. I want to get people that want to get me. I don't go around looking for fights, but I sure as will stand up against somebody that starts one with me. And I've tried to get away from it. I've tried to run away. I've tried to tell myself it's going to be all right. I've tried to tell myself we're going to win and it's going to be okay, but not unless we put out a full effort. I've tried to avoid this. I've tried to deny this. This is something you can't run away from this. You don't have a choice. They're not going to stop coming. They're not going to stop pushing. They're organized. They're focused. They're coming to kill you. From the bottom of my heart, go research the facts. Research it all. The bill would also permit the administration of vaccines for sexually transmitted infections to minors without parental consent. God, that's the state becoming the parents. Separate sections of the bill would also come into effect next year, with others becoming law in 2010. So there you have it. No more do you control your children or do they control it. The state, under the new eugenic social system, controls you. ACHAMP, a national nonpartisan political action organization formed by parents to support of children with neurodevelopmental and communication disorders, has called for rejection of the bill and is demanding the passage of A5468-S3031 in the Senate, a bill that would give individuals a right to a philosophical exemption. They don't have to give us. See, we already have the right. They're now claiming we don't have that right.
A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
news in England. It's happened to me there. You're just walking along, videotaping stuff. Cops walk over, I'm putting you in a terror database. Not allowed to talk to people on the street. And they grab mainstream news cameras now. See, the government's going to surveil you, the slave. But you're not going to point a camera anywhere near them. You're going to learn that when the government says jump, you say, yes, master, how high? You're here to serve government and be a slave. You're here to work and pay taxes, scum. Shut up and learn to be a slave. Learn to be a schmuck, okay? Don't listen to people like me. I'm bad. I'm not patriotic. Patriotic means be a slave, worship criminal government, okay? I'm bad. I don't like it. But you are good. You've got it all figured out. You know, the media says the gas is up because of speculation. Isn't true. Doesn't matter. You're supposed to parrot that like a little parrot, like a cockatoo. You could admit it was the dollar devaluation by the Federal Reserve and politically force them to stop it and save your future, but you're not going to because you're members of the establishment. You don't listen to conspiracy theorists when they read to you directly from press releases by OPEC begging the government to stop devaluing the dollar because it's destroying the world economy. No. Let's go ahead and go to someone who tried to go out with Attorney Response Team shirt. We have those at InfoWars.com. I imagine you got it from us, a great listener. And he had his First Amendment rights violated in this third world cesspit. Go ahead, Alex, in Florida, finish up.
As I'm walking away, they grabbed my arm and twisted behind me, and somehow I'm able to get my camera, which was running the entire time, in my pocket. So everything that I'm about to tell you, I've got.
And let me guess, after they assaulted you, they charged you with assault.
Actually, my only charge was resisting arrest.
Oh, my God. This is unprecedented. Oh, okay.
And my charge was actually dropped 24 hours later. I never even saw a judge.
Well, that's because they know there were other camera shots of it. Were there other people with cameras?
Oh, yes.
Well, that's only why. You see, they would have probably gone ahead and tasered you till he had a heart attack and then had a high-five celebration. That's been caught on tape. And then framed you if there wasn't cameras. But that's good because that's what slaves like you exist for, boy. Steroid heads can blow some steam off because they can't get a woman. You understand me, boy.
Yeah, and they
worship your God right now. I want you to worship them.
Oh, and then they actually tried to delete the footage once I was in.
Good, that's what slaves deserve.
They didn't count on the fact
that tampering with evidence is good.
they didn't count on the fact we're a bunch of computer people.
Destroying evidence is good. Killing America is good.
Yeah,
they're cancer cells racing through. They think they're winning. They're really killing the body. They're really killing the country. But it feels good to be cancer. It feels good to kill America. And don't worry, you're going to win. Don't worry, scum. New World Order, you're winning. You're destroying it all.
Yeah,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
No problem. That's what they're trying to do. But we actually modeled our news organization based on the work that you're doing and that We Are Change is doing. And we've actually distributed over 1,000 copies of your movies on Endgame, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Martial Law. And we're actually trying to be the satellite in South Florida for the work you guys are doing. And we've actually hooked up with Florida Change. And
engage in the First Amendment. That's high treason against the New World Order. Give us any websites out or anywhere you see your photos and video or any,
sure.
Any YouTube. Yeah.
Oh, sure. It's federaljack.com. That's the news website.
Federal Jack? Oh, that sounds like so it's about the God.
Yes, it's the federal government hijacked the system.
Can I go worship the men in black uniforms at that site?
Oh, there's plenty of photos and stuff like that.
Federaljack.com?
Yes, the federal government.
Maybe you'll be allowed to be a bootlicker. Like on every corner, they'll just walk over and have a slave in a chain and who will lick their boots. That's how they'll polish them. I think that's how the country ought to run.
Yeah, that sounds about like South Florida. Last week, we actually tried to get into the U.S. Mayor's Conference, and we've got a story up there about that, and a Code Pink reporter was arrested.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hey, Trey, my producer's in there. He bored us on the Sunday show. I want you to find, check out his website. I'm sure it's good stuff. Let's have this guy on. What's your name, Alex?
My name's Alex.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
They're about to pass bills to regulate and tax and do home inspections and tax all carbon. It's been all over the news. It's Washington Post. Man detained. Oh, now I'm going crazy. Let me think of the exact headline. Exact headline. It is now illegal to take photos of buildings in D.C. But there's no law. But they have weapons. And it's their country, and they're going to ship the coke and heroin in, and your kids are going to use it and go to their own prisons. And they're going to make your kids take Ritalin and Prozac. And they're going to take your guns, and they're going to hurt you. And they got a lot of stupid goons who like to push people around and aren't real warriors that like to pick on innocent people. And they enjoy just destroying the republic. Just filth. Yes, there it is. There it is. Washington Post. Secret buildings you may not photograph. There's the Washington Post right there. Secret buildings you may not photograph. DARPA. I am sick of you, criminal filth, trying to domesticate us and intimidate us and set the precedent that we're your slaves for so your offshore banker masters can suck us dry. Stop being traitors. Stop destroying the United States. Stop claiming you're patriots.
I just see stuff like this and it makes me mad. And I'm already wound up over the Federal Reserve dictatorship and saying Congress has no authority over the coining and issuance of currency and money. And I go to events and they have the Army watching us, and it's now in the news. The Army follows us around when we go protest the Federal Reserve and Ron Paul. You're criminals. You're in the wrong. You're bad. Got it? Get it through your head. But see, they hire these little nobody scumbags and people used to torturing people and spying on people in Iraq, and they're bringing them all back here to do it to us. You are trash. You are scum. You're worse than Stalin. You're as bad as Hitler. You're as bad as Lenin. You're trash. You're filth. You're Maoist crap. You're pieces of un-American trash. Get the American flags off your car. Stop putting Browning stickers, deer hunting stickers on your car. Swagging around. You're an American. I know who you people are. You're a bunch of trash on power trips. And I swear we're going to bring you to justice when we take this country back. We got to make sure you all get in trouble for what you've done. Because you'll just come right back like cancer. God, they go on ABC News and brag how they listen to you have sex with your wife and sit around laughing. The NSA guys literally just sit there in their offices masturbating. I mean, that's just a bunch of scumbags masturbating is what the NSA is. And covering up. Local cops are about to bust a government child kidnapping ring. NSA comes in to stop. Somebody catches government shipping drugs in. NSA finds out, comes in and blocks the investigation. It's all to make sure their crimes continue. And spying on Congress illegally and running all their scams. And MI6 and MI5 spies on the British Parliament. You're criminals. We're going to get you. You're criminals! And a lot of you are just compartmentalized. You just grab the data and pass it up to the sicko eggheads above you. Okay, now I'm getting mad. Just stop being in denial about what. And then the company that's made the vaccine is Baxter, caught putting weaponized bird flu in the vaccines. Bloomberg News, but you don't care. And people will take it, and they'll die, and you'll stick your kids to the ground, and you'll go, proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm thumb scanned, and everything gets listened to, and the police wear black uniforms, and I get home inspections for my carbon tax, and I gladly turn my guns in, because I'm proud to be a slave of the bakers. God bless the slaves. And the masters. The idiot type redneck people that got to serve the New World Order, kind of as the enforcer. It's like guerrillas, like policy. I mean, you know, I'm kind of ashamed I'm a little bit related to them. They got a bunch of other scum working for them. I've seen you. You're a bunch of trash. Oh, I hate you. Liberty, folks. I'm really threatened by all this. So I got a little fired up. But the spirit of liberty is infectious, is it not?
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for best superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
And I have my new federal subpoena right here. And this time there's no gag order on it. And it deals with the case of that moron on Infowars.com. Of course, he and others said the stuff a bunch of other places, but they don't care about that. So where I have to go to trial in Virginia to testify, which is just absolute crap. That's it. We have to go to a registration system on the comments on InfoWars and Prison Planet, because it just goes on and on. And I knew it when it was happening that the first FBI agent, Pham, was his last name. I can go pull all the stuff. In fact, call Tim in here. He knows Pham's first name. Agent Pham kept calling people randomly in the office, asking questions about my business, asking questions about me. And I'm like, what is it you don't need to understand, FBI? It's a comment. We removed it. A week later, you call up with a subpoena. And the FBI says, well, why did you remove it? Well, because I'm not going to have a cop's home number and name on the web and where his family lives with some stupid pothead, it turns out, sitting in his mommy's basement like an idiot from his own computer with his own IP address, threatening the policeman's life that shot the dart guy in the back. And I knew it was either they wanted me as a witness with their snooping, or they're trying to somehow tie me in with this. Because I had the FBI ask me, you don't agree with that, do you? And I went ahead and talked to him, because there's no point in paying $5,000 to have some meeting with a lawyer, you know, thousands of dollars. But this is the kind of crap that I deal with and the type of stuff that goes on. I mean, you can go to YouTube right now and find hundreds of comments in the last hour naming police, naming people, saying go after them. Nothing happens. I've talked to people at YouTube. They just ignore the subpoenas. They're such a big corporation, and the feds just leave them alone. This is just a way to harass me. And I'm not saying that the Austin cop that was with the FBI, that these guys are here to harass me. And they were definitely playing the good cop. Hey, we can get a beer sometime. Yeah, I bet. I told them you ought to investigate DynCorp and Halliburton with the child kidnapping rings. In fact, pull up, if you Google or do a YouTube, DynCorp child kidnapping congressional hearing. And the congresswoman asked Rumsfeld about it, and he says, yeah, well, they got in the penalty box for doing that. This is kidnapping children en masse to take them to Saudi Arabia, Thailand, Israel, other places. And it's like, oh, that's not my department. But see, there's all these FBI agents and people for some moron, pothead, who is an idiot. But, see, this, the threats can be on MySpace. The threats can be on YouTube. They can be everywhere. It's my website, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I have the White House, open surrogates, George Soros, newspapers, magazines, every day attacking me now. CNN went after me. Ed Schultz went after me on MSNBC this week. Or whatever his name is, something Schultz, big pumpkin head guy. What? No, not Shepard Smith. Shepard Smith hadn't gone after me. I don't recognize the idiots on CNN. The clip's up on Infowars.com. I do recognize former Air America guy. Got like kind of curly, short red hair. Looks like his head's twice the size of mine, which is, that's pretty big. I got somewhat of a pumpkin head. And, oh, I'm just so sick of it. Did you find the clip? It's easy to find. Oh, we're pulling it up. I want to go out to break with this, and then I want to get Bob Chapman coming up. We're just going to take calls, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Hey, I want to thank folks that showed up at the office. Very few people know where my office is because I can't have fans and supporters banging on the door all day demanding to meet with me because I got work to do. But the few people that have been over here with guests and folks were starting to show up in the parking lot 10 minutes after I made the announcement that the FBI was here. man. Meanwhile, I'm the big criminal that has to be dealt with. I was telling these cops, hey, I got an eco-science textbook about how they want to drug the water supply and sterilize the population and take everyone's children at birth and IEDs to forcibly sterilize everybody. I said, do you want to see that? No, no, we don't want to see that. No, you don't want to know about that. I said, they're putting stuff in the water to drug us, pal. And they said, no, we have no doubt you're right about that. Well, I mean, why are we not on the same team? Because it's your job. Let me tell you something. I was taught, is Tim here? I just want Pham's first name. Oh, it's Dan Pham? Ben Pham. I can barely hear you when you go over the microphone. Ben Pham. FBI agent Ben Pham was asking me everything but my blood type. And I was like, this has nothing to do. A guy commented on the page. We took it down. You called up and told me to put it back up. And I go, I'm not going to let you set me up, pal. I'm not going to post the cop's name and phone number and somebody saying, kill him. And you know what? That is immoral that I was told to do that. Or maybe Pham just is stupid. I don't know. But let me just explain something here. I'm not going to do that. Because he would have said, I never told you that. I never told you to put that up. You made the threat when you put it back up. I have no doubt they'd like to get me for something. And they've been through all my taxes, all my files, everything. And they've got these guys who are just errand boys over here snooping on me. And I'm tired of it. I'm going to continue my work, and if you guys put me in prison on some set-up baloney, people are only going to spread the word that much more. What, did the computers crash in there? I want to buy new computers at work. I mean, they're trying to pull up the video. Here, I'll do it on my little computer and play the audio from here. We have it. Go ahead and play the clip. This is what the FBI needs to be investigating. Instead, they got a big office right downtown Austin. I walked up and told cops out front at one night, I said, you know, they run child kidnapping rings. And the cops just laughed at me and said, I work in there some. It's real funny, isn't it? Yeah, well, it'll be funny when you shoot your kid up with that vaccine and their hair falls out when they're 18 and they die. Because you didn't listen to me and you laughed at me. I know what I'm talking about. Go ahead and play the clip.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Secretary, I watched President Bush deliver a moving speech at the United Nations in September 2003, in which he mentioned the crisis of the sex trade. The president called for the punishment of those involved in this horrible business. But at the very moment of that speech, DynCorp was exposed for having been involved in the buying and selling of young women and children. While all of this was going on, DynCorp kept the Pentagon contract to administer the smallpox and anthrax vaccines and is now working on a plague vaccine through the Joint Vaccine Acquisition Program. Mr. Secretary, is it policy of the U.S. government to reward companies that traffic in women and little girls? That's my first question. My second question, Mr. Secretary, according to the Comptroller General of the United States, there are serious financial management problems at the Pentagon, to which Mr. Cooper alluded. Fiscal year 1999, $2.3 trillion missing. Fiscal year 2000, $1.1 trillion missing. And DOD is the number one reason why the government can't balance its checkbook. The Pentagon has claimed year after year that the reason it can't account for the money is because its computers don't communicate with each other. My second question, Mr. Secretary, is who has the contracts today to make those systems communicate with each other? How long have they had those contracts? And how much have the taxpayers paid for them? Finally, Mr. Secretary, after the last hearing, I thought that my office was promised a written response to my question regarding the four war games on September 11th. I have not yet received that response, but would like for you to respond to the questions that I've put to you today, and then I do expect the written response to my previous question, hopefully by the end of the week.
Thank you, Representative. First, the answer to your first question is no.
Absolutely not. The policy of the United States government is clear, unambiguous, and opposed to the activities that you described. The second question.
Well, how do you explain the fact that DynCorp and its successor companies have received and continue to receive government contracts?
I would have to go and find the facts, but there are laws and rules and regulations with respect to government contracts, and there are times that corporations do things they should not do, in which case they tend to be suspended for some period. There are times then that the under the laws and the rules and regulations for the that passed by the Congress and implemented by the executive branch, that
Good
corporations
pause.
Can get off of.
I'm going to play the rest of this later. We got to go to break, but. See, this isn't just McKinney, who people can try to poo-poo and say, oh, she's whatever. This is Rumsfeld responding to the question. He knows all about it. And then they go on to respond and just, again, because a corporation has more rights than a person. The corporation is allowed to kidnap children and then just get a fine. I mean, that's how this works. You don't go to prison. You don't get the death penalty. You get more power. You get government contracts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graph Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GraphUnderSafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graph Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com. That's GraffUnderSafes safes.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save
50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
We got a surprise guest coming up in the final hour today. We're going to open the phones up for Bob Chapman, specifically your questions on the economy. The economy and period. Bob, sorry to get you on late today. I had the FBI or the APD here in the office with my federal subpoena to go to Virginia in the case of some idiot putting comments on my website. Why they need me to testify, I don't know. Hopefully this moron will plea bargain so I don't have to go. But what an interesting day, Bob.
It is fantastic. The world keeps on rolling deeper and deeper into the mire, so to speak. And but I'm glad that it's something as simple as that.
But it's not simple. They keep asking me if I agree with the comments and things. They're definitely
trying to entrap you.
Yeah, they definitely want to put my butt in prison.
What you do is just be very nice and say, hey, my attorney's on his way over.
I already gave them my lawyer's name and number for next time, and they still showed up.
They don't care. They'll still try it.
It's obvious. A guy posts a comment, we remove it before we're ever subpoenaed. We have to go dig it out of the records under the federal subpoena. And then they're still here asking me what I think of the comment.
Again, the entrapment.
Hey, Bob, you've dealt with these people before. What do you think about the original agent telling me to repost it?
I think that's entrapment. I mean, why would you want to put something back on that wasn't very nice or good or evil or against the law?
Oh, Jesus. I'm just, excuse me, God. I'm sick of these people.
You've got to mentally train yourself to deal with people who deal with real criminals all the time. And what happens to the police mind is they get like the criminal mind. And so they think everybody else might be a criminal. So they approach everything that way, including members of their own family. It's something that happens to people in law enforcement. And I have two members of my family who are in law enforcement. One of them just retired as assistant chief of police in a major city. And that's the way it is.
Well, they didn't like it when I was rattling off FBI crimes to them and saying, that's why I don't trust you.
They mainly how to win friends and influence people. You devil, you.
They were actually, I didn't get a really bad vibe. One time with the VATF I did, I mean, my alarms were saying, criminal, 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 watch out, watch out. Totally different vibe.
Well, I had to put up with them for about 40 years, and they didn't like me very much at all, and they in the marshal's office are not very exemplary. There's lots of good people in law enforcement, but those two groups didn't get the best of the crop, let's put it that way.
Yeah. Well, they've stolen $23.7 trillion and growing. The unemployment skyrocketing, and there's all this baloney news about how great the economy is and new home sales uptick. But then I read the number. It said the decline slowed, but the AP headline said it had grown. I mean, they are cooking some numbers, Bob.
They certainly are, and they're all in on it, and they're all controlled in the media by the same people. And there's nothing we can do about it except on this program and others like it, tell people the truth, keep on pumping out what is really happening, and we're challenging them, we're pushing them to greater heights, and ourselves as well, to put them down. They're terrified. We just discussed this before, and that's why I do so many programs. Incidentally, Alex, I'm going to be on with Judge Norrie's program Saturday night. And it's the first time in a long time I've been on there.
Good.
But we're banging away, and we're not going to give up, and we're making headway. We're helping people plan for emergencies, both personal and physical, and as well as their finances, what should probably happen in the course of events. And we can explain to them how people can steal $23.7 trillion, a colossal figure, which boggles the mind. But, you know, if you lived in that culture like I did for 28 years, you know that anything goes. And they're always skating down the edge. I mean, it's part of the mental concept that goes with the market. And so it's not disturbing or unusual that they do something like that.
All right, Bob, let's break down the latest developments in the economy. Is it getting better, like they're saying? Like they said 3 years ago, it was getting better? Or are they lying? I think I know the answer to that question, but we'll also take your calls. 1-800-259-9231. Infowars.com is the website.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal mind. And boys, we'll rise again.
Don't forget the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. Films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You can get this film free when you get it with Endgame or The Obama Deception. An interview with Aaron Russo, Reflections and Warnings. Great new documentary. Global Warming, Emerging Science and Understanding. Everybody needs to see this to understand the carbon tax fraud. Fabled Enemies, the latest 9/11 film out there, breaking down how the attacks were carried out. Of course, Numero Uno, the Obama deception. By the way, I gave the FBI and APD some Obama deceptions when they were here earlier. I'm not kidding. I said, research material. Maybe you can find something to set me up for in here. Because this obviously is more than just this guy posting on the comment page. You're asking all sorts of questions about, do I agree with it? Why would I take it down? Why the hell do you think I would take it down? Infowars.com or call toll free to get the books and videos. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. There is so much to go over, so much to cover here. Bob, I want to just go right to calls, so, because we rarely take a lot of calls when you're on, so you can cover the issues. But specifically, the economy, the media saying everything's wonderful now, as record repossessions, record credit card defaults, home loan defaults, car loan defaults, just every economic indicator is we're in deep trouble. And they're still just saying everything's wonderful, as the banks now, as we said 6-8 months ago, took the bailout money and are hoarding it, and they're paying other banks not to loan. Why do they not want banks loaning? Where is the economy really going?
Down. And they're trying to tell us that the GDP for the second quarter was minus 1%. Now, the previous quarter, and I don't believe that figure, was minus 5.4%. And the one before that was minus 6.7. You don't take quantum leaps like that over quarter to quarter. I mean, that's a tremendous difference. And they're lying. I don't believe the figures one bit. And when I posted them for tomorrow's International Forecaster at the end, I said, I don't believe these figures one bit. And so they just lie. And it's all part of a propaganda psy war campaign to make you believe that the economy's doing good, so you go out and do the same things you were doing before they got us in all of this debt problem.
Absolutely, my friend. There's a lot of concern out there about the flu. Clearly, they're using it as a political cover, a way to pose as saviors, a way to make tens of billions off vaccine. But they're now announcing they are going to use the Army for forced inoculations. They are going to try to forcibly shoot up the kids. They're trying to make enough vaccine for every American. Obama, Dr. Barack Obama, wants everybody to take 3 shots at least for a non-event flu. So it's clearly a psyop. The question is, how bad? Is there some real bioweapon they're going to release? You know, that's what they talk about in their own government textbooks, like Eco-Science. Here's a copy of it. Drugging the water, the vaccines, how to do it. I mean, they say they're going to do it, and they've been caught doing it. I mean, but I guess it's extreme and conspiracy theory to actually read their book and then be concerned about it. And,
well, Alex, where do they find out how many people are going to refuse to take it? Not only in the United States, but throughout the world. Now, I know it's mandatory already in some countries. And a lot of people aren't going to take it because they're listening to the information that you and I and others are putting out. My goodness, my health section is now, because of this, as big as my U.S. section of my publication. But everything that's good that I read that comes through, I post it in a link. And so the people are finding out everywhere. And I've had tremendous amount of requests of people wanting to leave the country because, as you well know, in other countries like in Latin America or Asia, they're not as sticky about everybody having a shot. You know, they might say you should, but they won't enforce it. But they will in the United States and in Europe.
But what do you think the PSYOP's all about? Have a big political smokescreen to pass cap and trade, the gun bills, the open border bills, the water grab bill. And their whole agenda is stalling. And we see them building mass graves, getting the military ready since January that we know of. Then they prime the hype in April for this non-event of a few deaths, and then now they're acting like it's the end of the world. And that's just not how flu works, and all these top epidemiologists are on the news saying this is all a fraud, but that they don't know why. I think it's completely clear they're planning on using this as a pretext to lock everything down in the middle of the Depression. Or it could just be a beta test for that down the road. We know they're federalizing everything. We know we're under UN control under this level six. I mean,
Alex, you're right. It's a beta test to see what gains they can make, to see what the reaction of the people is going to be. And then they'll know when the big one comes, so to speak, 2 or 3 years down the line here, maybe in 6 months for all we know. What the reaction will be. And, of course, the shots that you have will be worthless against the next flu that they've created. One of the things that I married this possibility to is the, as you know, back in May I said that U.S. embassies were receiving U.S. dollars to be traded for local currencies. And I backed into that. And I that's verified. I've got several sources on that. And I said to myself, well, why would they do that? Well, it's because the dollar is going to go down, and they know it. And when it goes down, others, and especially commercial people in other countries, will not want to receive dollars. They want to be paid some other way, like in their own currency, perhaps. And the poor souls who are on vacation, they won't want to take their American Express or their credit or debit cards, or you won't be able to use an perhaps an ATM card, and so on and so forth. So that's going to create a crisis. And I think the dollar will fall from 79.5, where it is right now, to the support level of 71.18. And during that period of time, you'll have this flu situation going. You'll have legislation which has been ground to a halt. And I think they're going to do a beta test of 3 to 5 days on shutting the banks down. There's a good possibility of that. And then the next time around, when they shut the banks down, they're not going to open them. And then they're going to have a devaluation, and they're going to have a default, and they're going to have a big powwow like they did in the early 70s in the Smithsonian talks, and then at 1985 at the Plaza Accords. And all of these countries will get together, and they will have formulas for devaluing those currencies against revaluing these currencies, and there will be a default agreement. That's what they're headed for here. And so that's why it's extremely important not to be long any currency if you can help it, and to be in gold and silver related assets, because they are going to either hold their own or go up in value.
It's like a bad dream, Bob. I mean, everybody I know is either losing their job or getting pay cuts. The economy's just falling apart everywhere. And they're not bringing the factories back. They're not bringing the jobs back. They are, by design, the White House economic science czar says in his own textbooks he wants to shut down the economy, and how to destroy the U.S. economy is described in here. And that's actually what is covered in the book, Eco-Science. I mean, that's what they're doing now. It's that they're so over-the-top criminal that we're almost defenseless against it, just because we can't even imagine they're this corrupt.
I've always said that it is very, very difficult for the average, decent human mind to even contemplate the diabolical criminality of these people. They just can't believe people can be that bad, just like you just said.
So sick. It's like a bad dream. It's a caller said a few days ago, and I've since been repeating it, as it's true. It's like being in a car with a maniac driving it at 150 miles an hour down a road, and you know over the next hill there's a hairpin turn, a 25-mile-an-hour turn, and you're telling them, look, lunatic, slow down. It's real. There's danger over that hill. And they just say, shut up, conspiracy theorist, and you're all strapped in, and they're driving like a maniac about to kill you. And that's how I felt talking to these FBI guys. It's just... I'd tell them about the New World Order, and it's all just funny. It's all a joke. It's all a game. No, it isn't a game. It isn't a joke. It's real.
It surely is.
What do you see Obama doing as his approval rating plunges?
Well, I predicted in January that in September, October, it'd be 40. And I guess Rasmussen has it at 45 right now or something like that.
Yeah, it was Rasmussen had it 49 last week, and now it's dropped to 40 in some demographics, but overall 47. And other polls have got him at 49, 48, 47. And these are groups that normally cook polls. So he is just, well, he's plunged faster than any president in modern history.
Yeah, and his claim to great fortune is that he settled a dispute in Cambridge, Massachusetts, over somebody who'd been picked up by the police, and he said, we can get this all sorted out by having a beer together.
And then the media's all, he had a Bud Light, the big corporate, you know, kind of white trash beer. And I'm not saying Bud Light's, I mean, it really is bad beer in my opinion. But the point, and then, I mean, Anheuser-Busch has got a few good products. But, I mean, the issue is it's all about the average guy beer, you know, that he was drinking and the other guys. It's all just fluff crap.
Incidentally, Alex, do you know who Jackie Mason is?
Yes, to the moon without a rocket.
Well, he's one of my favorite comics, and he just did a piece on Obama, and I've got the link.
Oh, no, that was Jackie Gleason. Yeah, no, I know who Jackie Mason is. He goes on Fox News, sure.
Yeah, and anyway, he's just made a tape about Mr. Obama, our president, and you'll see it tomorrow in my issue, the link, and he really takes him apart. He says Mr. Obama is a racist.
Well, I don't even know Mr. Obama's a racist. He is a race pimp. He's a social engineer. He knows how to play everybody off against each other.
Anyway, it's entertaining.
Well, let's just take calls. I'm speechless here. Maggie in Arizona. Maggie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hello. It's such a privilege to talk to you, Alex, and to you too, Mr. Chapman. What I'm asking about is, Alex, I understand I missed part of the show yesterday, unfortunately, and I understand that there was an email and a caller regarding possible confirmation, seeing something from the feds in regards to a bank holiday calling for the late August undetermined links. I'm wondering if
she was, and we did get the document. And we've got another similar documents and documents with hospital workers being told they have to take shots. And then a day after the guy told us that and gave us the document, it was actually in the news. So this was a bank that is in New Orleans, and they were saying, we're going to have these injections for you.
As I from another source, I heard they actually did get an email from someone who has a close friend in the banking industry, and she saw a notification stating that they would be closing undetermined links. The date will be determined late in August.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of banks themselves that are closing or being taken over, so there's a lot of those notices going out. But the establishment may have a bank holiday, but really they're just going to devalue the currency. We have the expert on the line with us. Ma'am, I appreciate your call. Can you answer Maggie's question? We do know, and I did confirm this, the State Department has all its embassies moving mostly out of their cash reserves. They have millions per embassy in these vaults for different payoffs and different emergencies and other things, little CIA command bases. You remember that story a month ago or so about them dumping a lot of dollars and getting their local currency coming up for the fall. That more and more looks like for the flu, a global flu pandemic, in case they decide to go with that, or is that something else, Bob Chapman?
Well, I just interpreted it just a little while ago as being, and I said I backed into it, being that the dollar was going to fall and not be accepted as readily as they might like, and it probably will cause a crisis. And in an embassy, let's say in Munich, which is one of the ones that received this money, they galloped out and got rid of the dollars and bought euros. And that's so that they would have a stash there in the local currency that would be accepted, that they could continue to do the things that they have to do. That's my take on it.
Yes, ma'am, I wouldn't put anything past them. They're clearly moving on all fronts to bring in the New World Order agenda. They're in high gear. And so we have Department of Defense driving around in the parking lot and FBI visiting, and because the criminal takeover's happening and the banks are just totally raping the country. I mean, and they, let me tell you, I am a canary in the coal mine. If they come grab me for something, folks, you better just squeeze your butt cheeks together because they're coming after you. I'm sorry. I'm out of control, folks. It's just that this is really going on. This is really happening. That's pretty funny, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah, it's not going to get better, and I think that's what you're trying to say. And so please prepare yourself mentally, physically, and get your food, your dehydrated, freeze-dried food into your filter, and make sure you get plenty of clips and ammo. It's probably going to come down to that. And I hate to have to say that, but, there's no...
And they're like vampires. They look for any excuse to get you in their system like you've done something. Oh, you had a hair sticking up. You had a crooked toenail. Life in prison.
Well, they are overreacting to crime, and when it's really not even crime. And, you know, here the people like you and I who talk about the truth, we're terrorists. We're bad people. And, of course, we're not.
Well, I did show the FBI a Ron Paul sticker in the parking lot. I said, look, DHS report, terrorist. And they kind of went, yeah, yeah. They kind of smiled, you know.
They should be ashamed of themselves. You know, and that's the way my mom would put it if she was still alive. You know, because she was so for law and order, so to speak. And she would be so disappointed to see how our country's law enforcement has degenerated. It's awful.
Take a few calls from Ronnie, Brian, Joel Keebler, and others on the other side of this quick break. It is sick when me and Bob just start laughing, because I'm sitting here thinking about being drug off to prison, and I'm just laughing because it's so ridiculous.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds.
They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You're going to find out who our surprise guest is here soon enough. Chapman is our guest. Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Thank you, sir. And I want to thank Mr. Chapman. I've got two ideas for you. One, actually can sink in for you, too, I think, is to help you and this program and everyone else is to keep laughing. Use humor whenever you can because, and here's the key, it helps people want to remember what you say to them. Because humor, it's like a reward. And so sharing joy with info is the key. I think it helps. It sink in, whatever you're trying to do.
I know, but when the tyranny is so sick and so obvious and so ridiculous, you start laughing. I mean, it's just sick.
Yeah,
I mean, this world is just run by a bunch of scum, and the public's all dumbed down. But you know what? I shouldn't be negative, and I appreciate your call, Ronnie. The good news here, Bob, is we're up to almost 300 sponsors to end the Fed. The globalists are on the run on every front. They must be really getting scared.
They should. We're formidable opponents.
Oh, let's take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Canada. Brian, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Bob.
Hi,
hey, buddy.
I just wanted to let you guys know up in Canada, yeah, it's the same thing. They say that the recession's over. You know, makes you wonder what kind of pills they're taking. But, yeah, you should stay positive, Alex, because... If you want the social networks like 12160 and other places like that, people are well aware of what's going on, and they're making up their own contingency plans. They're communicating. They're talking. We're having a big effect. Bob, I was wondering if you don't think this is a mistake on their part, too. For years, we have the impression that they're under the control of everything, but that money is money, and money is normal and regular. And just recently, when they come up with their... let's say, prefabricated problems, they turned to us, they tried to take money from us, but when you saw them putting together the packages, you had a big resistance from the people. And so they kind of turned around and said, well, look, we're the ones who created the money anyway, so we can just create more. And this kind of tells the public, well, watch, if you create the money and if you can make your own money at any time to get yourself out of your own problems... basically, you don't need us, and we don't have to put up with you anymore. It's kind of a mistake on their part.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and it's a very unusual but adroit way of explaining their problem. And it's a very sophisticated answer, and I thank you for it. I hadn't thought of it in those terms, but they underestimate people. And there's a lot of very, very bright people throughout the entire world, and they think that they are far better than everybody else because they are in this elite group. And, of course, they know better what's good for us than we do. And when they're met with formidable force, which they have many times before, they've lost at this a number of times. And a number of players along the way have been liquidated by different societies. And many of them have been banned. In the olden days, they used to ban people for doing this. Although today I don't know where we could ban people too. But the point is that we are making a tremendous effect. We're making them react. We're telling everybody what they're doing. And in this environment where you have the layoffs and the drop in consumption, the problems in housing, both in all of those things, people's minds are open.
All right, Bob, great having you on with us. I appreciate you coming on.
Okay, see you next week.
All right, theinternationalforecaster.com. My website is InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. His issue comes out tomorrow. Be sure and check it out. Our surprise guest coming up in just 70 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it's the final hour of this Friday edition, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, shortwave, XM radio, and the internet. And for the rest of the hour, we're very honored to be joined by Harrison Hagen Schmidt, or Jack Schmidt, and he's an American geologist, former NASA astronaut, university professor, and a U.S. senator for one term. He is the last of the Apollo astronauts to arrive and set foot on the moon, and he took some of the most famous photos. The bio goes on and on. We'll talk about some of that while he's on with us, but the main reason he's on today, and we're very honored to have him, is that he has been very outspoken, thank God, against global warming being man-made. We've had a lot of climatologists and a lot of researchers and sunspot experts and all these different fields, and 37,000 of them sent letters a few months ago to the House of Representatives, and they wouldn't even let them testify. The media ignored them, and then they used a few thousand scientists on the UN payroll to say, we've got to totally change our way of life. Carbon dioxide's a deadly poison. It's a national security issue. And astronaut Jack Schmidt has spoken out against that with his scientific training in PhD in geology from Harvard University and all his other scientific research. Again, the bio goes on and on. And he reportedly took the famous photo of the marble, blue marble of the Earth from the moon. And so it's pretty neat to have him on. We're going to break in a few minutes, but let's go ahead and introduce him. It's great to have you on, Mr. Schmidt.
It's my pleasure and privilege to be with you today.
I was flattered to learn that you'd actually heard of the show before.
Oh, yeah. We try to keep track out here.
Well, Mr. Schmidt, it's great to have you. Let's just launch into man-made global warming. I mean, they were growing grapes thousands of years ago in Britain, but they're not now. All the evidence shows it gets hotter and colder, and Mars ice caps get smaller, and then they get bigger. They're getting bigger again. Isn't it the sun, or am I wrong?
Well, all the evidence is that there's a solar connection. The amplification mechanism has not been determined by observation as yet, but the observations that scientists, who you might call field scientists, the people who actually look at what nature's doing rather than trying to model it, those observations clearly indicate, in my mind, and I think in thousands of other minds, that the ultimate connection is with the sun. Now, how small variations in solar irradiance are amplified into significant changes in ocean temperature, significant changes in atmospheric temperature, global cloud cover, and the like is still, I would have to say, in the realm of hypotheses rather than theory. However, there's a very good hypothesis, and that is that it's the solar magnetic fields that vary with solar irradiance that are really determining the flux of cosmic rays into the atmosphere and therefore the amount of clouds that form.
And they're forming what, the nuclei?
Yeah, they form when they interact with molecules of oxygen and nitrogen in the Earth's atmosphere, you develop charged particles that then attract water vapor and become the nucleus for cloud formation. And when the sun is relatively inactive, for example, like it is right now, then the magnetic fields that protect us from cosmic rays are depressed. And you get more cosmic ray interaction with the atmosphere, more clouds, and therefore the clouds reflect more sunlight, and you end up with a cooling trend. And we've had that, as most people in the Northern Hemisphere at least now realize, we've had that for almost 10 years. You may have noted that there was a recent announcement that, I guess it's Al Gore's hometown in Tennessee, has had its coldest year on record so far.
Yes, there's been a lot of record. But not just that, then the Al Gore people have been caught faking buoys and other weather stations, faking higher temperatures the last few years. Our guest is also the author of Return to the Moon. He's Harrison Schmidt. We're very honored to have him. He is an astronaut.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we're really lucky today for the rest of the hour to have Dr. Harrison Schmidt, Jack Schmidt, American geologist, former NASA astronaut, university professor and former U.S. senator. And he also, of course, walked on the moon on Apollo 17. And don't worry, we're going to talk about that before he leaves us today. But the big crisis at hand is the hoax, the manufactured crisis of global warming. And I have Club of Rome documents, all that. We'll go over it with him, where they admit this is just their pretext to turn us into the Soviet Union and micromanage the entire carbon cycle. But I guess a lot of people out there aren't biologists or aren't geologists and don't understand this. But he's here with us today to go over the science of that, because he's bravely, because you get branded a heretic, come out against this hoax. And so, Dr. Smith, again, let's continue going into why you decided to go public and start talking about this whole carbon tax and the science behind supposed man-made global warming.
Well, the primary reason that I and thousands of other observers of nature, if you will, I'm a field geologist, have become more active is twofold. One is that we are concerned about the misuse of science, and particularly the misuse of modeling of a very complex system called climate that is so complex that it really can't be done. And in fact, there are many people who are experts in modeling, astrophysicists and others, that have said the same thing. Freeman Dyson, for example, that the climate system is just too complex to model. And when you get into it, you find that many assumptions that are made in order to just make what they call the physics work are just invalid. And any tests that you make against those models, against reality, have so far indicated the models are wrong. And so many of us just feel that although they're called climate scientists, they're not using science in the right way, and particularly modeling science in the right way. Models are very helpful in providing insights, but you should not base predictions of the future on these extremely complex models that are filled with assumptions. So that, number one, we've been concerned about the misuse of science. But I think more fundamentally, this misuse of science has led to politicians and ideologues to try to gain control of the American economy, and indeed the global economy, by scaring people. Now, the science is quite clear that there has been, since 1660, about a half a degree warming every 100 years. That is a natural cycle that represents the Earth coming out of what was called the Little Ice Age, an extremely cold period for the Earth, back in the beginning about 1400. If you want to read some of the history of the American Revolutionary War, you will realize, like the book Sam Adams by McCullough, you'll realize how damn cold it was back then. And that was partly that we were just moving out of the Little Ice Age very slowly, and it was still very cold. And so the natural warming is clearly happening, but there is absolutely no evidence, no observational evidence whatsoever, that the increase in carbon dioxide that has been measured in the last 50 years has had anything to do with that. Primarily because the warming started before the Industrial Revolution ever began. Now, where is that carbon dioxide coming from? Well, it's probably coming mostly out of the oceans, because the oceans are getting warmer. There's a lag in that process of the oceans giving up carbon dioxide as they warm, but nevertheless, and it can be a lag of a few centuries, but nevertheless, that's probably where most of that rise in CO2 is coming from.
Well, we're talking to Harrison Smith, Dr. Harrison Smith, Jack Schmidt, one of the Apollo astronauts, walked to the moon, took the most famous photo, one of the most famous photos ever of the moon and the little blue marble out there. We're going to talk about that later, but you know, you're a doctor in this. I'm just one who studies it and interviews scientists and people. But Al Gore got caught, according to all the ice core samples and people that I've interviewed and seen on television. he put the carbon dioxide going up with the warming, when really the carbon dioxide comes after the warming, as you just said. That's from all the governments, all the universities, all the ocean studies, ice cores, correct? So that's more cooking the books. And then they've also caught, some of the top global warming supporters, accidentally, and I put that in quotes, having false data from their weather stations and buoys jacking up numbers. So I just don't see how they say it's an open and shut case when the majority of scientists polled out there say that it's completely natural and that man-made global warming is a fraud.
Well, it is being used fraudulently. There's no question about it. And it's being used for political purposes, and hopefully the American people have started to realize that. Certainly there are surveys that indicate that the common sense of the American people on climate change is starting to take hold, as it apparently is on health care revisions and the stimulus, so-called stimulus package, where there is a concerted effort in the new administration and the Congress that's supporting them, what one might call a state-run media to support them, to move this country in directions that increase government control of just about every major facet of our lives.
Absolutely. You know, they wouldn't let anybody see 300 pages of the 1,300-page bill till right when they voted on it. Now we have it. Home inspections, federal power to kick you out of your house if they want, take over all the land. It allows 30-plus federal agencies to just levy taxes and fines outside Congress's power. It's kind of a letter of mark just being given to any agency or group to go out and piratically shake down the public.
Well, it's not encouraging. Liberty is definitely threatened under this current in this current political environment, and we just, all of us who believe in liberty, are going to have to begin to take steps to counter it. And it's encouraging to see the governors and the legislatures of a few states starting to push back in terms of gaining a founder's interpretation of the 10th Amendment, namely that amendment that leaves everything not enumerated in the Constitution to the authority of the private sector or the state. And so that is, I think, a very, very encouraging trend, and I certainly hope that they'll continue in that direction to at least try to put the brakes on, the legal brakes, the constitutional brakes on what's happened.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, the polls show you're right, that people are finally, you know, they've gone from 60%+ a few years ago believing man-made global warming was this big threat and we were all dead and carbon dioxide was deadly poison and would kill you in seconds, to now realizing that it is a fraud and a hoax and just a new tax. Now they've only got about 40% support, and that's imploding quickly. But it seems like the federal government, and as you said, the state-controlled media, the big corporate media, they want this new tax, they want this control, and they don't care. It looks like they're going to just ram it through, maybe.
Well, we'll see. There's a lot of resistance, there's pushback now, and the August recess should help us as the common sense of the American people is put forward to their representatives. And we'll just see how we come out of this this particular period. You mentioned the corporate media. I would not necessarily blame it on it being corporate media. It's just media that's in the tank for this change, socialistic change in our political system. And it's because the just about everybody in the media now, reporters, analysts, and otherwise, have come out of an elementary, secondary, and college education that has been dominated by people who have less respect for liberty than you and I.
Well, yes, sir. Again, we're talking to Apollo astronaut Dr. Schmidt. My point was Rex Tillerson at ExxonMobil said, look, we've looked at this. This is just a tax on oil. This is a fraud. And then David Rockefeller, the majority owner, at a board meeting, this was in the news, said, you're going to come out and say it's real. And so even Rex Tillerson came out and said, okay, it's real. So when you see the NFL and every other big organization pushing it. When the American Football League is, the National Football League is pushing it, we know the establishment's behind it. Are you saying that that's just the incredible peer pressure and hype? Or is some scientists are saying this is the new global religion? This is the new organizing force?
Well, it has certain characteristics of a religion in that there's a great amount of faith that the climate modelers have the right answer. But it is also, I think, related to a much longer term ideological battle that's been going on far before climate change came along for the it's an ideological battle of those that believe that you should maximize human liberty under certain guidelines such as our Constitution, and those who feel that you should give up human liberty for a variety of their particular ideological reasons.
Well, I agree with you, Dr. Schmidt. We're about to break. We'll come back and get into some other issues as well, like healthcare with you. Then, of course, get into the moon itself and what it's like to be an astronaut who's been off the planet. I guess you're amongst people who've been the farthest away from the Earth of anybody else in the world. I know your mission was supposedly there the longest, right, if I'm not quoting that wrong.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was having an amazing conversation just now with Dr. Schmidt, Apollo astronaut. We're going to get into all the space stuff in the next segment. And I brought up to him Ecoscience, Population, Resources, and Environment by John P. Holdren, the White House science czar, the guy that wants global warming taxes and to terraform the Earth with particula to save us. I mean, this is wild stuff. I mean, here's the Wall Street Journal saying they want to chemtrail us. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. Sir, we were talking during the break. What do you liken this to? This saying, drug the water supply, sterilize the men and women. He says in this book, take all the children at birth and raise them in communal commune buildings, like communist China tried, but it failed. You say you're aware of some of this. They admit in this book they want to use global warming taxes as a cover for their communism.
Well, I think that there are individuals, Holdren apparently among them, who and in a very large number, who have taken the environment, captured the environmental movement and turned it into what previously was considered a communist movement. And that's just something that people of common sense are going to have to continue to counter and wake up enough so that they take control of their government again. It certainly is extremely important that the United States maintain itself as the beacon of liberty on this planet. There are all sorts of issues, space is included in that, where if we are not taking a leadership role in preserving liberty, then it will disappear. Because other nations have so far tolerated a continued attack on liberty that has been going on now, certainly since the turn of this century.
Well, Doctor, you're obviously very well read.
Turn of the last century, since the 1900s.
Absolutely. I mean, Doctor, you're obviously very well read on just the current news. I'm sure you've seen the announcements where they're saying, oh, we're going to have a new Bank of the World. You're going to pay your carbon taxes, a new world order. Al Gore called for a world government 2 weeks ago to, quote, administer the environmental movement. I mean, clearly that's what Holdren says. He says a planetary government to micromanage and reduce our numbers by at least 80%. What is your view on that? And when you were in government as a U.S. senator, did you ever hear any talk like this, or is this starting to gain steam now?
I think it has been gaining steam. You saw a little of it in my time in the Senate back in the late 70s and early 80s. Partisanship was beginning to really raise its ugly head more extensively than ever, at least in modern time. But it has clearly taken off in recent decades, I think primarily because of the capture of the government school system by the opponents of liberty. And that is, I think, the fundamental reason why we are today. Now, does that mean that common sense has totally disappeared from the American people due to the education and the elementary and secondary school system? I don't think so, because you still see, particularly in current surveys, a great deal of common sense reappearing. But on the other hand, that has to be sufficient to take back control of the government. We let ourselves be lulled asleep in the last election cycle, the last two election cycles, until all of a sudden we have a president and a majority in both houses of Congress that think identically about these matters and are willing to try to force down our throats a further erosion of American liberty.
I noticed, Dr. Smith,
with the even with the decimation of our government-run school system, I think the American people are showing human common sense and saying, "Hey, this isn't going to work. It never has, and it won't work in the future. And let's fix it." So we'll just have to continue to see if that common sense will prevail.
Well, how obvious is it that all these other countries don't have to make carbon cuts? I mean, even if you believe in global warming and carbon dioxide's deadly, which is ridiculous, you know, they're trying to list it as a toxic waste. If we make the cuts, the businesses will just move to China and India and Mexico, and it'll boost carbon. I mean, it's just ridiculous any way you slice it. I want to get your take on that, Dr. Schmidt, Apollo astronaut on the other side. Then we'll get into space technology. Should we go to the moon, go to Mars? What's next? Why haven't we gone back in 40 years? Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty,
and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here. I come back Sundays, abbreviated live show, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And parts of the show are re-aired on XM Radio and a lot of other AM and FM affiliates across the country. We're very thankful to all those great affiliates out there. We're talking to Harrison Hagen Schmidt, or Jack Smith. He's an American geologist, former NASA astronaut, university professor, and former U.S. senator. He is the last of the Apollo astronauts to arrive and set foot on the moon. And he is also the first and so far only person to have walked on the moon who has never been a member of the United States Armed Forces. Neil Armstrong left military service, and then it just goes through some of that trivia. And he's got a book, Return to the Moon, that's up on screen in the Human Settlement of Space. Return to the Moon is the name of the book. You can find it in Amazon and bookstores everywhere. In fact, I've even seen it in the bookstore. I haven't even seen it in my dad's house. But the point is, great book. Be sure and get that.
Just modify one thing you said. I was the only non-military trained pilot to go to the moon, but I did receive outstanding training from the United States Air Force in jet aircraft and the United States Navy in helicopters. So I feel like I sort of had the best of all worlds.
Well, there you go. I keep telling my guys, don't print me Wikipedia stuff, because Wikipedia's got my name spelled wrong, and half of it's not true about me.
I hope your audience recognizes that Wikipedia has their biases as well. Trying to get anything in there to moderate their position on climate change is impossible. A number of people have tried to do it, and it just doesn't happen.
I was just joking, too. It's actually not from Wikipedia. The guys are about to box me in the nose in there. Wikipedia won't let you publish. I've talked to scientists who've tried any material basically trying to debunk man-made global warming in just one case I found. And it's just despicable because they're the first thing that comes up with almost any scientific inquiry. Have you noticed that, Doctor?
Google's in that game as well. You know, the head of Google has a very close relationship with the president.
I have seen that. Now, I want to get a little bit more into the environmental movement and then into the moon and the time we have left with you, and also healthcare. But dealing with Holdren's book and all these other books written by people that just cram the universities and academia and social planning, this talk about the world being overpopulated when the West is actually, as you know, has a huge decline in its actual indigenous numbers, and dealing with this whole eugenics movement, this whole idea of the super race, I can't think of anybody out there who would be the archetypal Superman if it isn't the astronauts. Did they ever talk to you guys about this type of stuff? Or when you were in the U.S. Senate, you said it seems to be building more steam now. Holdren and these guys are talking about forced abortions, just this whole move towards eugenics. Are you concerned about that?
I'm concerned about any movement that might have legs to it, but I really think it is more visible now because the people who think this way have gained power. It does not mean that they are going to be supported by the vast majority of the American people. I just think you have to continue, as the founders did, to put your faith in the people and in their common sense. Now, thanks to talk radio, they are getting some education that they would not have gotten otherwise. And it's up to you guys to expand your market and to make sure that the American people overall begin to understand why their common sense is what they should rely on and not on what they're told by the national media, the state-run media, so to speak. Now, I think the whole trend really began with the fall of the Soviet Union, because the great champion of the opponents of liberty, namely communism, had to find some other place to go, and they basically went into the environmental movement. And now, that's not to say there aren't some major and significant environmental issues, particularly at the local level, but they converted environmental activism to a political movement, and some would say a religious movement.
Yeah, and really what these are is parasites. I mean, they want to organize our lives. They want to run our lives. I'll never forget back in the mid-90s, they were stealing farmers and ranchers' land in and around Austin in the name of environmentalism. They later built on it and sold it to themselves. They were just bank robbers, criminals. And I remember being in a meeting with these city council advisors, and I said, this isn't freedom. And they said, everything's a planned economy. You know, somebody's got to do it. I mean, they really think it's their job to run our lives. How do we beat the forces of tyranny?
Well, you have to do it by education and by reminding the American people that their basic common sense instincts are correct. Their own private property is important, their incomes are important, and they should not transfer that to the government.
Well,
it's their first chance to express themselves politically is coming up in the next congressional election.
Yeah.
And you all and all of us have to try to mobilize the most massive turnout of people who reject this current approach and begin to turn it around and get back to what would be the basic fundamental principles of constitutional government that we were founded upon.
Well, I noticed you mentioned the last few administrations being a problem, and so I'm glad you're recognizing, obviously, that both parties are run by these special interests. Why would big wealthy interests want to collectivize things? Is that because it creates monopolies, allows them to shut down their competition? I mean, it's not just a bunch of hippies and communists running around that are doing this. They've got a lot of powerful friends.
Well, there's no question. There's a lot of money influence in this process, and I don't know what's motivating people who have basically been dependent on a free enterprise system to get where they are today. Now, clearly, small business, medium-sized business, the kind of business that I'm involved in various ways, they do not operate that way. But there are, particularly in the media and entertainment world, major corporations who have bought into and believe that their future is going to be tied to their economic future, tied to this approach to attacking liberty and to building a more socialistic approach to providing for the needs of the American people. That is a very dangerous trend. There's no question about it.
Well,
and it's made it even worse by the way we've allowed the Congress not only to become permanent fixtures. Very few congressmen and senators, if they run for re-election, ever get defeated. And that's in large part because the federal election laws have been biased towards the incumbent.
Yeah.
And now we've even seen, and George Bush really made a major tactical error, but we've seen that the federal election law now permits an attack on political speech before each election by restricting independent advertising.
Well, Dr. Schmidt, Apollo astronaut, Apollo 18 astronaut, I'm sure you've probably seen the Cyberbullying Act, and they've even got local newscasts pushing it now. The press is that bad. The Hate Crimes Act, it now says if your speech causes someone to do something violent, even if you're not calling for violence, they're going to come arrest you. And now the FBI is fluttering around saying if somebody makes a comment on a message board that's yours, we may come after you for what they said. I mean, this is really happening to people I know.
Well, that's why we've got to make a change of direction in the United States government, a drastic change. And as I say, the next election is a key turning point. The next two elections are particularly key. If the powers that are currently in Washington maintain their control through this next election and the next two elections, then I'm not sure how you turn it around.
Okay, in the 16 minutes or so we have left with you, I want to shift gears now and get into the moon. Return to the Moon, and it has that really great other headline here about colonizing. In fact, guys, put that up on screen for the TV viewers, not
I
just the radio.
I don't think you use that word. I think I used settling.
Sure, that's why I wanted to put it up on the screen so I could actually... There it is. The Human Settlement of Space, Return to the Moon. Tell us what that headline means for the book.
Well, the moon is the nearest place in space where human beings can homestead. The resources are there to once established settlements are established. The resources are there not only to support those settlements with the water and oxygen and food and other things that you need independently of the Earth, there is one resource that's there that allows for an economy that through the export of that resource to the Earth. And that's a light isotope of helium called helium-3, which is a nearly ideal fuel for fusion power generation. And so that's what the book is all about. It tries to put together in a very, very broad way the beginnings of a plan for the private sector to initiate the settlement of the moon and to provide the Earth with a major new energy resource.
Amazing. Now, just because your bio is so lengthy, in a nutshell, tell us about your career as a AAA astronaut, you know, lunar astronaut. Tell us about that. Tell us about the missions, just in a nutshell, and then I've got some questions.
Well, my career started as a geologist, the son of a geologist, actually, in southern New Mexico, Caltech trained, and then a Harvard PhD. I did a lot of field work in Norway and Alaska. And when NASA and the National Academy of Sciences asked for volunteers for the first selection of scientists, astronauts, I thought about 10 seconds and raised my hand. And I, figuring that if I didn't, I'd probably regret it. And I would have, obviously. But while at Harvard, I became increasingly concerned about the direction that Harvard-trained so-called public servants were taking us, and figured that if I was that concerned, that sometime in my life I better think about getting into politics. That opportunity came after my astronaut career had essentially been completed, and I was elected to the United States Senate. Spent 6 years there learning a great deal about how sausage is made, more than most people would like to know, I think. And then in the middle of the depression of the recession of 1982, I lost my seat here in New Mexico and went into an accelerated learning experience in the private sector and free enterprise and business-related activities.
Well, that's awesome. And again, the book is Return to the Moon, available everywhere. Harrison Smith is our guest. How many moon missions were you involved in total?
Well, I was involved in essentially all the moon missions, but I only flew on Apollo 17, the last of the Apollo series. My involvement in other missions was multifaceted. I was primarily responsible for setting up the lunar science and field geological science training program for the pilot astronauts. I was responsible for overseeing for the astronaut office the development of various scientific experiments, the development and stowage of the descent stage of the lunar module.
And you also, as it said, discovered a lot of the most important rocks. Which mission put that laser up that the University of Texas contacts every few days?
What was actually deployed on the moon three different times. One, the first one by Apollo 11, as a matter of fact, 40 years ago, was a reflector, and the various observatories now shoot that those reflectors, the three of them that were finally deployed, with laser beams, and have been able to very, very precisely determine
the distance
from the Earth to the Moon, as well as the motions of the continent.
All right, we're running down on time, and you've agreed to come back on in the future on science issues. It's just amazing having you. But I will be broiled and skewered and drawn and quartered and hung and then tanned if I don't bring this up, because we talk about hoaxes. We have this giant government hoax of global warming right now, clearly trying to get control. Now, before I ask this, I want to say I have a friend, Raymond Teague, who worked on the main mission control on repeated Apollos, ran RCA cameras and then RCA cameras on Skylab. And I've known Raymond for 14 years, and he says the whole thing's real. None of it's faked. You know, the whole nine yards. And I know he's the real deal. I have other people I know being here in Texas who worked on the mission, and they say if there was any chicanery, then they were conning us too. And that's pretty darn hard to do. 40 years later, and I never really cover this issue, but I get calls every day, emails about it, TV shows everywhere. What is your take on the people more and more believing? I've seen polls as high as 30% that aspects of the whole thing was faked.
Well, I think in a serious vein, it is another reflection on the government-run school system. That system does not teach history. There are several generations now who have come through it that have had very little exposure to American history or world history in an objective way. It's just right now you have a population that has not learned the complexities that had to be dealt with in order to put human beings on the moon. Also, you have people who just for their own enjoyment, I guess, like to talk about conspiracy. And then finally, unfortunately, a lot of people don't trust their government anymore.
But in a way that's a positive thing to not be totally trusting. The founders said that. I think a lot of it's so much government lying. People are so untrusting now, they don't even trust me on a lot of issues. I mean, people don't trust their neighbors. And society does seem to be degenerating a bit. My only issue is that said that I know people that worked on the mission who say it was absolutely real, and you can watch famous films of them in Mission Control. People I know, they're not making it up.
For a conspiracy like that to work, you would have to conned 450,000 Americans.
Because that's how many worked on the program.
That's how many worked, you just couldn't do it. People have to remember that there's still, when you have a population of the world as large as we have, a very, very micro percentage is still a significant number, and some of those people actually still believe the Earth is flat. So if a few of them want to believe that we didn't go to the moon, let them. It's not an issue that comes up in my presentations.
The Earth being flat, that's clearly ridiculous, though I've actually been contacted by some flat earthers saying I'm covering up the fact that it's some Atlantean conspiracy. But the reason, obviously, this has been building. I would imagine you get asked that sometimes because there are issues that make people question. And so let me just throw a few of those out to you.
Wait a minute. I think there are more important things to talk about. But just let me say that when I'm out talking to the public, I do not get that question. I only get that question from talk show hosts.
Okay.
So really, but that's true. And so I think we ought to spend our time on more important issues.
Okay. Why haven't we been back to the moon in 40 years?
Well, that's a really long topic, but the most immediate is that even though George W. Bush articulated a very good return to the moon and on beyond policy, neither his budget office or the Congress properly funded that. Had it been properly funded, we would be well on our way as we speak. But in the absence of adequate funding, we have had to slip schedules in order to keep the program alive. Yeah. Now you have an administration that, for all indications, is not going to pursue a aggressive role for the United States in deep space. And they're going to leave that to the Chinese, potentially the Indians and the Japanese, and maybe Europe. And that, I think, is an extraordinary mistake. It's as big a mistake in the long term as we could make relative to protecting liberty here on this planet.
Sure.
You have non-democratic regimes dominant in deep space, dominant on the moon and elsewhere, then it's going to be very, very difficult to continue to protect liberty on this planet.
Sure. Have you heard of a... I guess you were in the Senate around that time. Dr. Bob Bowman, who worked on some of the Star Wars program before it was declassified in the early 80s. And he's saying, and he's told me, he said, look, Alex, not only is there a space program, but there's a lot of it you don't know about, and I can't tell you about it. But he's mentioned a few things that have slipped out or been declassified, you know, the whole robotic program. And they admit that a lot of the shuttle's been military secret missions.
Not a lot. There have been a few Air Force missions that are missions of the space shuttle in which there were some classified payloads, but you shouldn't.
Yeah.
The shuttle, all the shuttle flights, except with very few exceptions, have been purely civilian flights.
Sure. You did a lot of the photography on the moon, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, both Gene Cernan and I had cameras, and we took a lot of the pictures. I happened to be more active in taking pictures of the Earth as we went towards the moon, and so that full Earth...
But you took the famous blue marble photo, didn't you?
The full Earth that shows the continent of Africa in its entirety, yeah, that's one I took. I was about 34,000 miles away from Earth when I snapped that.
Now, again, because people kill me if I don't ask, where are the stars? Is it because the Earth's so bright that it blots those out?
Yes, it's the same problem you have on a sunny day here on Earth of seeing stars. It's just too much light for a wonderful optical system we call our eyes to handle. The eyes are great, but they do not have what scientists call the dynamic range to see both the bright surfaces and stars.
Well, that's like when the moon is up at night, you can't see stars anywhere around it, right?
That's correct. Same thing. The moon just dominates the eye, and and the eye doesn't close the iris enough to see the stars.
Well, I know we've got advanced technologies, and I know the A-bomb and the hydrogen bomb and the superconducting super colliders are real, and I know that there are some space plane programs, even if you say there aren't a Dr. Schmidt, that are going on. And so that's why I believe in our potential, and I want to believe we went to the moon, and I believe you, you know, when you sit here. I mean, you sound very credible to me. You say you don't get asked this on the street. People are probably scared to ask you. I mean, I'm sure you've seen all over the news.
Oh, no. The American people are never scared to ask anybody a question, believe me.
Well, I mean, certainly, you know, it's becoming a bigger controversy, and that's why I brought it up.
I understand. You have to deal with it. Fortunately, I don't.
Well, I mean, I know you're right about the global warming being a hoax, and I mean, there is government and corporations engaged in a hoax. So I think how do we fix this crisis of confidence? Because it's even happening not just with the government, as you know, it's happening with people in business now. How do we fix that?
Well, I think you fix it by, again, people of common sense taking back control of their government and making them right and getting good people to run for office. I personally would like to see term limits, but you're never going to get the Congress to do it. That's something the states are going to have to do if we're ever going to have a constitutional amendment. The founders just didn't realize that their successors would make a career out of going into politics. It was not on their visible horizon.
Sure, we only got about 2.5 minutes left. Dr. Schmidt, one word to describe what it's like to be 400,000 miles away or less from the Earth. One word to describe standing on another planet.
Privilege. I was greatly honored and privileged to have an opportunity to do it, as were all of my colleagues. We were just the tip of the spear. 450,000 Americans held that spear, and we just represented them on the moon, but they made it happen.
And that is my last question on the issue, and then I will never bring it up to you again, I promise, if you join us again. How did the film make it back through the Van Allen radiation belt?
Well, that belt's not that, doesn't have that much radiation. If it was going to damage the film, it would have damaged us. There is radiation there, and if you lingered in it over time, you could accumulate a dose that could be a problem. But we went through it so fast that there wasn't any significant dose on the film or on us.
Well, you know what's neat? We're starting to see space tourism. If they'd really give us a space program, some of us could live long enough to actually go to the moon. But pretty soon they'll say the moon doesn't exist, and maybe it's made out of cheese. Let me tell you, Mr. Schmidt, Dr. Schmidt, Return to the Moon is the book. He's out there exposing global warming as the fraud it is, man-made global warming. Is there any websites to fire out, sir, or any other info?
No, I think if people look at the book Return to the Moon, they'll know what the future is.
Yeah, I'd like to have you back up in the next few months to just talk about the book itself and more about the moon. And thank you for entertaining those questions. Let me say bye to you here at the end. Retransmission starts now, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.